fucking prison!
On planet bullshit!
In the galaxy of this sucks candle dick!
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast. This is episode number 48. Quickly approaching 50. That's some sort of milestone.
Nice. June will be dead. Yeah. Like all people of that age.
That's true. This week on Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, we are going to talk about the internet. We're going to talk about TV. We're going to talk about movies. We're going to do the mail sack.
We should have a party for the 50th.
Like right now? Oh.
No, for the 50th.
And then we're going to do the post show. And if you're donating at vault.hijinxandsue.com or even subscribing, you'll get the post show goodness. I think this week we'll probably talk about which graphic novels made good movies and which ones made bad ones.
Everyone can eat shit!
And coming to you only via MP3 this week, as that the Hi, Jinx and Sue video machine is dead and under repair. But with me this week, with me is myself, Joel from HiJinxandSue.com.
Hi, Joel.
Murder your family.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome, Joel.
Who you'll get to meet in person if you're going to the New England Webcomics Weekend, February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Just don't run up behind me and give me a hug. Because I will stab you. I will be strapped while I'm there. Eli! Sexy as ever. And next to him, Denise.
It's not even funny.
She gets the flush this time.
It's not even.
You got flushed.
That's appropriate.
On K105 in the morning.
That's their scam is they call people up. They're like, hi, this is Barbara. Flush zone.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say,
you have to do it.
You've just been flushed.
No, you used to do this flush sound. Then she gets, she's like, what?
Oh, wouldn't you?
And they're like, this is from your fiance, Eddie.
Yeah, you're like, ring, ring.
Hello?
Is this Barbara?
Yeah, this is Barbara. What the fuck?
You've just been flushed.
Fuck you.
On K105 in the morning.
Fuck you, K105, you fuckers.
Ricky and the Monkey.
That's actually kind of funny.
We do that like every week, Ricky, but it's still funny.
Ricky
like,
and the Monkey.
You should get a little soundbite for a monkey.
Every week, yeah, I know, I need one of those too. Every week I'm just going to come up with like a new 97.3.
No, 97
Eric
are always,
and the Boner.
97s are always R&B stations. Oh. You're listening to Cool 97.3, The Storm. And there's like a thunder sound.
I don't have that. Yeah. I don't have
Help
that.
Me, wait, that's what you need is really inappropriate sound effects for that station. This is Keith on Cool 97.3, The Thunderstorm.
Thank you, Jesus!
That's right, Jesus. We're bringing you home this drive time afternoon. We're going to have some boys to men throwing back to 1993. We're going to have some R. Kelly before he was pissing on people. A little Aaliyah.
Hey, Romano.
What?
And all the cool jams to take you home calm and relaxed.
Fucking Windows 98!
There you go. Turn the music down a little bit. That's a little bit much. And joining us later in the show, Josh is going to show up, apparently only to do his laundry, and then leave.
Then answer your questions about laundry.
Yeah.
At K104!
Make sure to email all your laundry questions to laundry@hijinxandsue.com. Actually, that would be all of your how to ruin your clothes with
so
out should, knowing the basics of laundry.
We
like
should
Josh.
Do each individual segments and what we fail at. And Josh is like, let me show you how to do my laundry.
Yeah, exactly.
Roll it all in this like fucking sack.
Because my Hijinks and Sue shirts look like I bought them yesterday.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I've had them longer than him. His were destroyed after a month.
It's like he grew up in
a
slumdog millionaire.
He grew
and
up on a farm.
Like, lived in shits.
So when I texted him, he said he's on the way here. He's not even going to stop by his house.
You
so he
don't know what
well,
he's
he
doing.
Was just, like, driving around with
that
a big sack
means,
of clothes.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's... look, he's been adjusting to this lifestyle for, like, 6 months now. I mean, he doesn't have a washer and dryer, so he just waits until there's like a convenient one. And
he just kind of drives up to people.
Leeches off of people's water. I'm going to give him a utility bill.
Hey man.
as a sign.
Do I know you? Hey. No. I have this pecan pie. I'll trade it for 30 minutes of your wash and dryer.
No, you're gonna if he had a pecan pie, dude, his clothes would stay dirty.
It's like, you're going to wash all your clothes in 30 minutes? Actually, it's only going to take like 10.
Yeah. I only have 3 shirts.
And then they dry.
And a rock.
Yeah. Actually, he uses one of those rock tumblers from like the science store to wash his clothes in. So.
Oh, Josh.
This week, he'll be showing up at some point. I'm sure we'll be just about done. And he'll have done all of his cleaning. He came here and took a shower like a few podcasts ago.
What?
Because there wasn't any water hooked up at the house or something. Right. He's like, can I use your toothpaste?
He's like a nomad, Josh is.
He's a hobe-mo. There you go. So this week on This Week in Internet. Man, see, this feels wrong without Josh here because I know he's going to have something to say about these.
Just wait for him.
Too we can't.
Bad.
I would go back later.
He can too suck bad. It.
Or that.
Let's see what he won't have anything to say about. All right, let's start with... See, all of these things I know he's going to... He's either going to do his normal, like, I'm not going to say anything until you get to something I'm interested in. Or he actually has something to say about most of this shit. That bothers me. So what are we going to do? Okay, let's just start. Internet. This Week in Internet. First story. BMG is ending what, God, they had to have been doing it for at least 20 years, if not more. The 12 CDs for a penny BMG Record Club.
A Piece of America is dying.
It's over. That is a legacy. That's like a...
That's true.
I think that's one of the things printed on the Statue of Liberty's tablet is like, send me your tired, your hungry, your 12 CDs for a penny.
Well, yeah, it's like inside of the book that she's holding is like, there's a cutout.
There's a subscription card.
And it's like, oh, just cut this out and check off the ones you want.
14 feet of stone.
I want to say that's how, no.
Do you guys ever sign up for that? Because I did.
Everybody did. It was a rite of passage.
Well, because you're sitting there going, yeah, I mean, I want a fuck ton of CDs.
And yeah, like Pearl Jam, but yeah, like Spin Doctors. Yeah, like Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, the guys. That's, yeah, fuck yeah.
I like that one song. Fuck it. It only cost a penny.
What are they called? They're from Canada. What are they? What's their name?
Oh, Crash Test
Dummies. Crash Test.
That's your only song?
Yeah. Wand. There was a kid.
It's a pretty good song.
That song's not that bad. All the rest of their songs are shit.
Oh, yeah.
Got into an accident. They played a concert on HDNet not too long ago. Like, they're still together.
Oh, and I'm like, shit.
Playing that one song for 3 hours?
Everyone sitting in the audience like, they have other songs?
Like, am I stoned or is that guy singing the same song for like 3 hours?
I paid $40 just to hear the one song. I mean, I thought that's all they did.
Come to school. How would you even arrange your set for that? Is that the opener or the ender?
It'd have to be the ender because everyone would leave. If you played that second, you'd play the rest of the show to an empty house. There'd be 3 guys. Like after each song, it's like... Woo! Crash it! Woo! Like the one guy that knows all of their songs.
Canada!
Canada represent. Man, I feel oddly remorseful that that's coming to an end because it's like the scam that, like, if you didn't get scammed by it, you missed out, you know?
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah, and I got scammed because I was like, I got my 12, and then they're like, oh.
The rest are $21 each.
Yeah, did you pay your 21? I was like, no, I didn't want to. They're like, well, now you owe us for 2 because we've sent you another one, whether you want it or not.
Here's what I did.
I signed up for that right when we got here to the country.
Yeah. And well, they do that at the border, right?
Pretty much.
Like, it's welcome to America. Get your 12 CDs for a penny.
When they stamp your visa, it's like with that.
It's in your visa card, the little cutout. Yeah. Oh, and then just fill this out.
Alanis Morissette, Jacket Little Pill. All
right. My mom was so mad, though, when the rest of them started coming in.
Yeah.
The ones you have to pay for. She was really mad at me.
Well, okay, so.
Well, yeah, of course. Everybody was.
My experience was I got the 12 CDs for a penny, and I was super happy about that. And then you have to send in the card every single month that says you don't want one. So I did that every single month, and I never bought any CDs from them ever again. Because I didn't know that they were $21 a CD plus shipping, you know? Ended up being like $25 a pop, and you pay way more than you would have paid for 12 CDs, you know?
Right.
That's the scam, so it's pretty standard. But I signed up when I was like 15 or 16, so I don't know if this matters or not. But when they sent me a letter that said, you never fulfilled your contractual obligation, I wrote them back on LegalPad. I signed up when I was 15. Entering into a legal contract with a minor, it has, you know, no merit. Therefore, there is no contract. Therefore, I don't owe you anything. Signed, Joel Watson. Subscriber number, blah, 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 blah. You know, P.S. suck balls. And, like, mailed it back to him. I never heard from him
again.
Nice.
Deleted!
Because it's true. I mean... It would never hold water. You cannot enter into a contract with a minor.
That got into a big... That happened, I guess, later on, because that became a really big deal, where, like, kids were doing that, and then parents were able to get them out of it. And I haven't seen one of these in a while, but I know they changed it. Like, they changed how it all works and everything and whatnot, like, because of that.
Yeah.
And then they also had a book one. There's a book one, too.
I did the DVD one, too, as a matter of fact.
The book one was odd to me. I was like, wow, they're doing this with books? They're going to send you like 8 books for a penny? I was like, yeah. Nobody reads
eight books for
a penny.
Well, nobody reads 8 books.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
No one ever has. No, I mean, that's impossible. But I did the DVD one, and that one was like 19 DVDs for $6 or something. And I got all those DVDs, and then... I think I bought a few more, but there was some deal where they kept sending me the same one over and over again. They sent me the Sixth Sense like 3 times, I think.
Because they always have like the, you have to buy the
right
special of the whatever, you know, it's required. It's like in the fine print or whatever, but.
You know what, I also didn't understand this at the time, but I didn't understand that like when you were on the CD club that it was like Sony artists only. And I'm like, man, are there any fucking bands I listen to? Every band I listened to was on like Geffen or Warner Brothers or whatever.
And I kept, yeah, for a while there, it took me a little bit to figure that out because I was like, it'll probably be on there next month.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll probably be on there next month. God damn it, it's still not on there.
Let me ask you if you did this, because here's what I did. How many times did you take one of the little cards and the little stamp booklets and like fill one out and then not send it in? Like not sign up? Because I did that like a dozen times.
Oh, I do that all the time. And then... I take that with me to the record store, and then if they had it there, I was like, "Oh, they have it on sale."
Well, because it would come down to
mark
like,
it off my list.
It would come down to like, okay, of the 200 I can pick from, there's 3 I want, and then like 9 that I don't hate, I guess. And that's the scam. I mean, you can't really get what you want. I ended up honestly when I was buying CDs for a good 10 years at least, nearly 100% of them were used. My wife, too. We would go to the CD warehouse down the street from where we lived probably 3-4 times a week. We bought all of our CDs for like $5 to $7. And they were, you know, the covers were a little fucked up and the cases were scratched, but they played. And then when I ripped them to MP3 and got rid of them, they played just fine.
Yeah. I mean, when I was living in Dallas, it was very common to do that because they had CD World.
We had 100 on every corner.
Yeah, and like Greenville... Records or whatever that was down there. And what I liked about that was after a while people started, it was right around the point when rewritable media was super cheap.
Yeah,
because like in 99,
like
2000, 2001,
10 to 20 cents a piece.
Yeah, around 99, 2000, 2001, it was still a little bit out of the price range, like
plus burners were still $300 and $500,
right? And then when it became easy to do that, what was it, CD World in Dallas would have like bootlegs. People would sell bootlegs. They'd make their own covers. They'd make their own covers of bands that come through Dallas, make a bootleg, and sell it on there. And every so often, I would occasionally catch at a concert, you'd see like a stick kind of like raise up in the air.
A stick microphone.
Yeah. And like you'd see silhouettes and you're like, woo! The hell's that? Like someone's boner's going in the air. And then like you could see like
audio
a little wire.
Boner.
You'd see like a wire running around it. And it was so great to see that silhouette and just sort of like, they all don't see this.
Yeah.
And then I'd go and there'd be like a live performance of like Dinosaur Jr. or something at like, you know, trees or something. And I liked that about that place. And that place was very high fidelity. Yeah.
Fidelicious.
Right.
That's all right.
Falcon.
Keep going.
Falcon.
Mr. Falcon.
But yeah, so it was kind of that attitude there, you know, where everyone, the guys behind the counters were slightly snobbish, but they knew their shit. They, oh yeah, and if you haven't listened to this, you want to hear this. You want to hear that. And
that sucks. The fact but then that that's you go in there is kind
of
shitty.
Yeah, and you go in there and half of the CDs in there were from the BMG. You get, you know, they had the little label on the back. Yeah,
and they'd say like not for resale and shit too. And the thing that people would do when the burners got cheap is they'd get their shit, rip it, and then go back and get half their money back, you know, at a CD World or whatever, which is an okay deal. But I do kind of miss that, you know, the only person that can recommend music to me now is Pandora or iTunes. And I do miss, like, the actual physical event of walking into a record store and being like, do you have the new whatever? And like, yeah. And they would have, the one that we went to had, like, 6 or 7 CD player boom boxes against the wall with headphones.
And sit down and...
And they would let you just jam out and listen to shit. And, like, there was, like, a real social experience. You'd talk about the band you liked. It's very impersonal now. And I think that's why I don't like music as much now as I used to.
It's going
to
be hard for a next group of generation, like, kids to...
They already aren't able to.
Well, now they're just... Now, like, Clear Channel, everybody's able to just push the herd in one direction.
Because but I mean, like, think about it. The kids today they're more concerned about their ringtones. They're not actually listening to music. Like, we used to, I feel like so old. I know it was even, you know, different in the 60s and 70s, but I'm serious. When I was 15, 16, we would sit down, three or four guys, around a CD boombox and listen to a CD. And that was a thing to do, you know? No one would do that now.
Well, and that's the thing, like, in Chicago, where they still have record stores that sell records, it is like a group get-together when someone buys a record and plays it, because you have to listen to a record. You can't just have it playing in the background, because somebody will bump into it and knock over. I mean, it's really like an event, and people still do that. I think it's kind of cool and whatnot. There's only one record store that I know of here left here in Dallas.
Which one?
Bill's Records.
What about Good Records?
Records,
I think,
is
that's still open.
Yeah, well, Good Records is there, but really, it's really CDs. Like, it's
it's not. Yeah, it's not.
They vinyl have have some vinyl, but it's not like Bill's, where Bill has everything.
Well,
and his, that's the whole point.
Whereas Dallas was a place that used to have 20 or 30 CD shops per suburb, there are none now. Zero. I mean, there just aren't any. All the trade-in places closed. There are a handful of CD warehouse type joints scattered throughout this area now. And as of, I think, last week, they announced that all Virgin megastores are closed now.
Yeah, and they're closing them.
So, I mean, they're all music exclusive CD retailers are pretty much done.
Wow, that Mega One and Grapevine must be closing. That's a huge
staple.
That
was an FYE, wasn't it?
No, that's Virgin.
I thought it was an FYE.
I'm pretty sure it's a Virgin. That's like
probably
gone. It's a huge staple to that mall because it connects the mall.
Yeah, it lets you walk through it to get to the other side. Yeah, that mall sucks. So, you know, end of an era. It's over.
Although I saw a report somewhere that this year, actually, or I guess last year, the sales for vinyls went up just kind of randomly. Like, I guess, I don't know if there's some kind of retro
hipster audio kids or like...
I guess that's what it is, because they said, like, it kind of unexpectedly,
it was
up.
A huge percentage, too. Mm-hmm. Wasn't
they're spurned by people that are like Radiohead and Nine Inch Nails that are, like, not releasing CDs but are releasing vinyl or downloads, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty uncommon down here, but I think further up northeast and the Midwest... That's still like a pretty common thing, I guess. I mean, there were quite a few record stores, and then, they had CDs, but they had just as equal amount of records. And you find some old stuff on there. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's just, and it's kind of cool that they're like crossing the media. They have like the USB record turntable.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. You run it through your PC or whatnot, and you still get all the scratches and imperfections. But it's really more to transfer it to digital format. But
for a while there, there was a company making a tape deck that fit in a CD-ROM drive hole.
That's awesome.
To transfer your tapes. I actually have, I mean, between me and my wife, we have a few tapes that we need to digitize at some point.
I have fucking a, and I might still have it, I have a A-track converter to tape. So, like, you know how we have the tape that has the output to, you know, iPod or DVD player? This is like an A-track where you shove the tape in, then you shove that into the A-track player. That was like
terrible.
It was revolutionary.
Why would you ever want to do that?
Well, because at that time period, like, my mom still has a her old
buying tapes
stereo.
But you don't want to invest in a tape deck.
And
come down to Rick Stereo World and get an 8-track converter.
Somebody help me. They're trying to put like a cassette tape into this big ass opening where like the 8-track is or whatever.
God, couldn't you not fast forward and rewind 8-tracks?
No,
you just played it till it was done. Mm-hmm. So, like, play that one song. Okay, let's wait a few minutes.
And then you have to flip it over.
Yeah.
To go to the other side, or you have a rewinder.
That's horrible. Okay, moving on. Remember the SNL sketch right after Andy Samberg joined up with Taco Town?
Yeah.
Oh,
You know, 400-layer tacos made
Taco
in chili.
Town.
Okay, so they made one. Somebody made one, and it's on Boing Boing. I think there's a link to the video. Play the audio. Play the audio real quick if you've got that link.
Tacos.
What's that? Everything.
Do tacos get any more kick butt than this?
Oh, they're about to, all right. You at Taco Town. We take a crunchy all-beef taco, smother it in nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, and our special southwestern sauce. Then we wrap it in a soft flour tortilla with a layer of refried beans in between.
Oh. Sweet.
Then we wrap that in a savory corn tortilla with a middle layer of Monterey Jack cheese.
Awesome.
And it gets even awesomer when we take a deep-fried gordita shell, smear on a layer of our special guacamolito sauce, and wrap that around the outside.
This is pretty big.
It gets bigger because we bake it in a corn husk filled with pico de gallo, then wrap that in an authentic Parisian crepe filled with egg, gruyere, merguez sausage, and portobello mushrooms.
Can I eat it now?
Sure. But not before we take the whole thing and wrap that in a Chicago-style deep-dish meat lover's pizza.
Pizza. Oh, disgusting.
That's what I call a taco.
Pizza.
Well,
that's what I call a
taco. Taco Town taco until we roll it up in a blueberry pancake, dip it in batter, and deep-fry it until it's golden brown.
Oh, Christ.
Then we serve it all in a commemorative tote bag filled with spicy vegetarian chili. It's 15 great tastes all rolled into one. The new Pizza Crepe Taco Pancake Chili Bag. Only at Taco
Town. So they, Boing Boing.
That's the ugliest. That's
disgusting.
That last part is the worst part. That fucking, the
chili bag.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
They said they've, let's see. Da, 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 da. You can, okay. I'm trying to find it now. Oh, it's on MySpace. Gross. Well, there's like a step-by-step preparation here. They're making the pizza. They're making the blueberry pancake. They're deep frying it. And that's pretty fucking disgusting. I'm scrolling down to see if they've actually eaten it. They to keep it together, to deep fry it, they had to shove like kebab skewers all the way through it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's no fucking, that thing would have collapsed.
God, this is gross.
At some point.
And then there's like 9 guys eating it with a fork.
That's disgusting. That's gross.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I commend their efforts.
Wow. That's like that show on
that's
Food Network.
For death.
Yeah. That's going to give you the shit.
Oh, the man versus food.
Yeah. What the hell is the point of that?
To see if that guy dies while eating a sub.
Terrible.
If like diarrhea will kill him.
It's like Fast Food Nation, but sponsored.
There was one of those. I caught a clip of one where whatever he was eating was so spicy, and he had to eat like 12 of them. And the chef was like, "Oh no, I'll never eat that. That would kill you." Like he's like, "No, not 12. Like I won't eat it. Period. It's not to be eaten by humans. Anyway, here's 12. Enjoy it."
What was it?
I don't remember. It was like it might have been a chili.
The heart of a dragon filled with hot sauce.
It was a giraffe heart with habaneros.
Yeah, with tomatillos.
Yeah,
And Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay made it?
Yeah,
Bobby
he made Flay. It.
But fucker.
Fucking... God, I hate that guy.
He's a cock. I love that the premise of his one show is that I come to your town, I make your signature dish, and I make it better than you.
And he loses suck on every that. Time.
Suck on balls.
Say hi to your mom for me.
Say hi to your mother for me. And then Kat Cora loses every time on Iron Chef America.
I know.
Every time.
I don't even watch that anymore.
That and that fraud bald guy that they bring on. They're like, oh, yeah.
Simon.
Oh, yeah. And
but he wins.
He's an Iron Chef, I guess.
He hates him so much.
Nobody likes him because, like, I'm sure that, like, when they're backstage in the green room, like, Morimoto has, like, four, like, Chinese girls. Here's some water. Please have water.
Can I dance for you?
And then, like, he's all badass with a samurai sword and, like, looks over and he's like, fuck off.
And he kills each one of them after they're done dancing.
Yeah, and he's, like, telling Simon bullshit, whatever, like, hey, why don't you go fuck yourself in Japanese?
Fuck yourself in Japanese?
In Japanese.
Have you also noticed that Alton Brown doesn't care too much for the guy that runs around?
No,
taking
I
notes?
Know he's so scornful of him.
Yeah, like, he's like
pure
what's
spite.
What's his name? Like Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin.
He's
Brash.
Like, so Kevin, what are they putting in that sauce over there? Alton, these are portobello mushrooms. Actually, no, Kevin, those are not portobello mushrooms. And if you knew anything, you would know that they were blah blah blah.
Oh,
mushrooms.
It's so good.
Back to me. Let's a little more me. Let's turn up me a little bit. Turn
he's
him down.
A fucking he food gets, genius, though.
He gets real catty with that guy. Yeah. It's so great.
Oh, God. That reminds me.
Alton, I believe these are potatoes. Yeah, I think we saw that, Kevin, you fuck monster. I know what a potato is.
That reminds me of... It's sort of unrelated, but related. In that,
is anything related?
They were doing
not
some... Oh, they were doing some story about it, how they're recalling refrigerators, like in the Dallas area or something, on Fox 4 News, because, you know, what you don't know about your refrigerator that could be killing you right now.
Don't sleep in it.
And they show, like, they showed the dude, like, doing the cast from it, and I looked over to the TV, and they put the camera inside the refrigerator, and he opened the refrigerator, and he's talking into the fridge.
That's Alton Brown.
Yeah,
totally. As if it's Alton Brown.
Hey, Josh is here.
Oh, you have something in your face.
But yeah, so then that happened.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Funny.
You got a piercing.
You only missed two stories. Sit down. So we were going to try.
Did it hurt? Sorry.
You're just kind of hijacking shit here.
Sorry.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We were going to try doing this where we had our mics away from us so that we didn't have to be right up on them. Then we turned it up and it sounded like we were all in a concert hall, which so it didn't work at all.
Concert hall.
Salesman down
in the limelight.
Oh man,
what?
Of Tom Sawyer.
I choose free will. Burning away. So, how many Rush riffs can we hum? The next story.
I can play that song.
I can play the guitar part. On what? What
I can play that on.
Oh, a Rock Band, right. That's not an instrument. Right.
And I can play drums on that for real, and he can play guitar for that on real.
You can't play Rush drums.
You were there.
That song's not that hard. No, it's not.
You can't play Rush drums.
He's played Tom Sawyer. Don't you play Tom Sawyer?
I played on expert mode on GarageBand.
Are we still talking about GarageBand? I'm talking about with music.
I'm talking about real music.
No, GarageBand drums.
Oh, that's right. You've never actually seen him.
Not once.
You know, now that I think about it, I haven't either.
Not once in 5 years have I ever seen him touch a drum.
That's
okay,
so
if
weird.
if we have a Hijinks and Sue Con
jam session.
No, if we have like a convention for us, it's
gonna
start
want that on this side.
It's gonna start with me coming down from above, like
on a
like,
platform.
Like Tommy Lee.
Like a Motley Crue.
Yeah.
and then it rotates.
Yeah, and then we're gonna set it on fire.
Only if you fucking explode at the end of the set.
And we're like, the show's over.
He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood.
Whatever. The next story, as Josh is getting set up. So Penny Arcade was commemorated by the state of Washington for their Child's Play charity with a bill. And I'm like, a bill? Like, what, did they pass a bill to give sick kids more toys or something? It's a bill that says, like, thanks Penny Arcade, good work. Like, it's just, it's a bill.
In their state law.
Can you turn my headphones down just a little bit?
They passed a bill for that?
They passed a bill to say thank you for doing Child's Play, which I thought was
They didn't give them the key to the city. That would have been cooler.
They got, I mean, they got, it was like their day. It's like Penny Arcade Day or some shit.
That is kind of fucking cool. Like,
no, it's really cool. I just thought it was odd how they chose to.
It's kind of like how I am a Scottish lord.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I bought a 4x4 piece of land in Scotland.
And
it makes you a mock lord, like not a real one.
Wait,
like,
what?
If you try and go claim that land, you're going to find out that you paid some guy in Detroit.
They send you all the certificates.
Do you have serfs? Did it come with
serfs?
It's
a 4x4 plot of land.
It comes with a feudal system.
No, it's like...
It comes with a single serf.
They allow you to...
Just
standing
in the 4x4 plot of land.
Eli actually is
He's
the
like
serf.
Out in the out in the distance. Like, you look out there and you say, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Actually, since everyone's bought up those plots, there'd be like 64 serfs standing in like a square formation. Like,
so who owns you?
Yeah, every day at 8 o'clock, they go and stand in their spot.
Yeah, Detroit. I'm from Texas.
And they just dig a hole and shit in it.
Yeah, it's like one of those mock things. Like, it's actually owned by like royalty or whatever, but they have a piece of area.
They fell on hard times.
And they just like sell out
a piece of area?
Yeah.
Where not it says, even an area.
Yeah, just a piece of the area. And like where it says lots for sale.
It's like that bogus stuff where you can buy a star or something.
They send me the certificates
and
everything.
Yeah, if you go try and claim that star, I guarantee you somebody else will have something to say about
that.
Like, I'm going to fly 400 billion
light years
away.
The fucking Romulans show up and they're like,
no. What's going to happen is I'm going to buy a star.
Something
I'm going to buy a star and then I'm going to get there and it's going to have died out 4 billion years ago. That's the scam that's going to happen to me every time.
There's
like
an
a
alien
BMG
ship.
Scam.
Yeah,
there's
BMG. There's an alien stars for a penny.
There's an alien ship out there, and they're like, "Oh no, dude, this shit's expired."
No, you're just looking at old light, bro. It's like
you're
a
seeing a reflection off of the.
You know how this works,
moon.
Right?
Yeah,
that's how that.
Well,
works.
See, I was hoping that I could go to Scotland and invade the 4x4 plot right next to mine,
conquer it,
and have like a big one of those like siege
tower.
Yeah. And be like, attack, into like the next 4x4 plot.
Wait, Eli the Usurper?
And
like playing Risk.
We'll have like a dude with a bow and arrow that's lit in fire. You shoot it straight up in the air. Sky.
You just titled this show, Eli the Usurper. You have to remember that. Josh, we talked about already the fact that BMG is ending 12 CDs for a penny in our experiences. If you have anything particularly damning
share
about that.
I did that once.
Everyone did.
Right. I got...
Even I did.
I got the soundtrack to ER and Madonna's Immaculate Collection and Nine Inch Nails' The Downward Spiral, but I didn't show that one to my parents.
That's an interesting collection.
But wasn't it censored? Because everything on BMG was censored.
No, it wasn't. It was all full of shits and fucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything
I hid
got,
that CD for years. It was my
I
treasure.
Everything from BMG was censored.
You did it wrong.
I don't know. That's weird. Okay. So anyway. Next thing.
Oh, actually, I got the Lost Highway soundtrack got sent to me like, this is the album for this month, and I forgot to like cancel it, and then it showed up, and that became like my favorite CD for a long time.
Wasn't that song, Smashing Pumpkins song, I on there?
Yeah, that was on there, and some David Bowie, and Nine Inch Nails, and some other
was
shit.
Was I'm Afraid of Americans on that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm Deranged.
I'm Afraid of Americans. I'm Afraid of the World. A female athlete in China has been exposed as a man, and apparently she won more than 40 medals as a woman in student competitions graduating from high school. Then a hospital test confirmed suspicions, because she just looks like a dude. There's no doubt in my mind that's a bro. Awesome.
How did nobody think to check on that? Or?
Does no one in China watch Futurama? Because there was a whole episode about this called Bend Her. Where Bender was a female robo Olympian.
Yeah, I remember that. That was so good.
I'm just trying to look and see. Zhao's extraordinary athletic performance in schools and provincial and national competitions won her great honor and free access to a university education. But inside, she felt confused. I felt I often had an impulse or desire for women instead of men.
Yikes.
And my body is more like that of a woman. Maybe she's...
What is that?
Wait,
maybe she was like...
What? That is a dude.
She could have like really ambiguous
oh,
genitals.
Oh, I see. She wasn't masquerading. She didn't know she was a dude.
That makes no sense. Is she like...
She might have ambiguous genitalia. Yeah. That's... She turned out to be a dude. He is now living as a man and has begun a course of sex change surgery.
Oh, so...
Is he a brother?
Yeah, apparently so. I thought it was a better story if they were just faking it. Never mind. The next thing about how Asia is terrible and should be avoided at all costs is a popular chain of Taiwanese restaurants based on toilets and poop.
I would so go there!
You'd go there if it wasn't based on poop.
I'm going there now!
If it was literally poop.
Just give it a few minutes. I will be.
They're moving into China. They have, like, shit-shaped light switches and, like, shit-shaped food, and the food gets served on little porcelain shitters, and...
You know, it's so funny, because over there, it just, it's, I guess it's no big deal. Like, where I grew up, but, like, when we went to visit Japan, the family we were staying with, there was a little kid, and he goes to, I think he was in the first grade or something, but he had to keep a little diary with, like, a sticker page. It had to... For every day, there's a particular sticker of, like, poop and different shapes of poop. So, like, oh, this is what my poop looked like today when I went to go potty.
Is this information stored by the government?
I don't actually know.
Can
it's
this
like
come
part,
back to bite you in the ass later?
It's, like, part of their journal entries.
You're, like, applying for college and they're like, your poop record is incomplete.
I guess. I don't know. I like that the stickers were so great, though. I wanted
Rick
to take them.
Store! Like... Number one, number two!
They had, like, smiley faces on them and everything. It was great. Yeah. There was, like, runny poop.
That's
and,
awesome.
Like...
That's, I mean, terrible. No, I mean, terrible and frightening.
It's great. I'll get one for your kid if I ever go back.
No. This is why, again, you should avoid the entire area of Asia at all costs, because it just seems terrifying. It's very progressive. Says the article, like a practical joke. It's a little gross when you see other people eat, but when you're eating, you don't notice it. It's like you're all eating shit. You sit on toilets while you eat. The reasonably priced food includes curries, pasta, fried chicken, and Mongolian hot pot, as well as elaborate shaved ice desserts with names like diarrhea with dried droppings.
You know, curry does give me hot pot.
Bloody poop, which has strawberry topping.
No!
Oh, no!
It.
Green dysentery has kiwi.
How wonderful.
The curry drips down a mini toilet.
That's so disgusting.
For the sauce they have.
That wasn't from the soundboard.
No, that was live.
Man, oh man. Okay,
I had the curry.
What is wrong with people? Moving on.
Shit!
Apparently, Steve, you're late on that one. You should have had that one way earlier.
Yeah, what's up with that?
You really should have been on
that. That was made for that.
Moving on to TV. George Lucas is ready to start casting his live-action Star Wars series that is set to take place between episodes 3 and 4. And the thing that the article that I read found shocking, which shouldn't be a surprise,
is that they're still doing this.
That,
yeah,
and that there are no Jedi in the series, because there aren't any between episodes 3 and 4.
This is going to be like, right, Gossip Girl or something, isn't it?
It's going to be space, like Terrible Shithead Girl. Oh, that is the same show, I guess.
Yeah,
but they, no one gives a fuck about Star Wars if there's no Jedi and no lightsabers.
So what is the point? What are they going
to
do?
To make you sad?
Are they going to...
Well,
is it like Jar Jar every episode?
Okay, we should
I don't even
take
know.
The source of where this is coming from, and that gives you your audience. According to MTV's story, the series will focus on the rise of the Rebel Alliance. So if MTV's writing this article, it's going to be like the Hills or whatever
the fuck
is on that.
It's going to be all political and boring like episode 1. There's going to be like Senate subcommittee hearings for like 4 episodes in a row.
It's going to be C-SPAN. Like,
I will not make any move, Chancellor, that will endanger my planet.
It'd be a double episode of filibusters.
Yes. A communications breach can only mean one thing. War.
Filibustering.
Filibusters.
And let's take that to the counselor.
Chancellor.
Well,
Counselor Palpatine. That's right.
The counselor.
I forgot about Counselor Palpatine.
Oh,
the
God. Counselor. That's
your shorts are too short. Take them off.
Oh,
but you need to pick your classes for next fall.
Oh, that, I was thinking camp counselor, sorry.
Oh, well, there's both.
School counselor.
There's two types.
I thought he was, like, doing the canoeing.
He could
and then
be both.
He wears many hats.
Molesting little boys or something.
That's what he does in the summer.
Why aren't you applying yourself in the maths and sciences? Your standardized test scores are above average. You should be taking more higher math classes to prepare yourself for the working environment of the Empire.
He's got to be holding like the cap and gown, like, you want this,
yeah,
don't you?
But
yes,
Counselor Palpatine, is
the SATs are so hard. Yeah,
is there any way that you can score high on the SATs without studying? Who can teach me that?
Not a Jedi.
No Ivy League college will want you.
There was
maybe a community college.
There was once a great Sith counselor who was able to get a perfect 1400 on the SATs.
1600.
I think it's been a long time. 1600. The scale's different. Shut up.
No.
He taught his study habits to his apprentice, who killed him.
Yeah. That is fine.
Counselor.
There needs to be a shirt. The counselor.
The counselor is in my apprentice.
He's like the office aides or his Sith apprentices.
And they walk in with like, where do you want these papers, counselor? And his face is all painted on one side and
what?
Put them in the back
row. I don't
know
what you're talking about.
I need you to go to Mrs. Harrington's fourth period class and send for Luke Skywalker.
Is he in trouble?
Just do it. Here's a hall pass.
Hey, you called for me, Counselor Palpatine?
Luke, sit down. I want to talk to you about your future with the dark side.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your feelings.
I was going to...
Says your doctor.
Let go, Luke. What are you going to do after high school?
I was going to work on my uncle's moisture farm.
Search your feelings.
Well, it seemed like a pretty good summer job. I don't know. Maybe get some droids. I've been saving up for a power converter.
From a
speeder.
But ever since the 240s came out, I think... I can't get the same cost and price for mine.
They just can't keep their value. Sucks balls. Oh my god.
These are not the transcripts you're looking for.
I know it's the wrong guy, but still.
Wow.
He's got to give like the commencement speech at graduation. it's like the super cheesy one, like,
every year brings new challenges, changes, friends.
But that is life.
Acquaintances.
What's with all the lightning?
Yeah, he brings up Vader, who's the valedictorian, and he like hands him his diploma, and he's like,
one day you will strike me down.
Thanks. Most high school football rules!
It's cool, though. My dad owns a dealership.
Right. Anyway, so no one cares about Star Wars and no Jedis. Moving on.
I think we just wrote a better show than that.
Yeah, I think we did.
It's very Dawson's
Creek. The Council.
Actually, no, it needs to be like Saved by the Bell, but... No. But Mr. Balding. Or Mr. Belding, yeah.
No.
Mr. Belding. Oh, my God. Jar Jar would be Screech.
He's just walking around, like, the school the whole time.
Hey, what's up, Mr.
The
B?
Counselor.
What's up, Preppy?
He's floating through the school, like, wom, wom, wom.
Oh, no, nerds.
He puts you in your locker and shocks you.
I hate nerds.
Oh, man. That would be a great high school where they
Jesse,
had, like...
you should probably come go out with me.
That's wrong for a teacher to date a student.
Search your feelings. My pants.
Actually, underneath my robe.
My lightsaber is rising, so to speak.
Oh, no.
Though if you could get me Kelly's number, that would be great. She's not as uppity as you.
You know, we talked about the new remake of V with the lizard people coming to ABC. Space whore Marina Baccarin is going to be the lead lizard lady in that.
Space whore.
She was space. A courtesan.
She was
different.
A whore. No.
No, she was actually a space hooker. She was a companion space hooker. So, I don't know. I mean, we talked about that. You watched the show, right? The original
I
one?
I did.
Back in the 50s?
Yeah.
The 40s?
When
before TV,
right?
You had to light a log inside
the radio play during the Great Depression.
Yeah, that's FDR's fireside chats about V.
About V.
Yeah.
But yes, I watched that with FDR, and it was good back then, but does not hold up the test of time.
No,
at all.
Every time you see a story about it, it's a picture of somebody with a lizard head and like a really shitty human mask peeling off of it.
Right, and you're like, huh? Didn't see that coming.
So, anyway, Space Whore is going to be a lizard lady. Moving on, then, because this is something very interesting. Heroes Gotta Season 4.
Is anybody still watching
really?
That?
I'm not. I quit.
18 to 20 new episodes.
I deleted the entire thing from my server.
Even the first part of Season 1?
I purged.
You purged.
Oh, man. Brian Fuller is officially back as of the last episode, which aired, and it was still terrible.
Better luck next time.
It was just awful.
We're still missing like one or two episodes of Pushing Daisies. They haven't aired yet.
Yeah, we talked about that last time, though.
Oh, do me. Whatever.
That they might be on the internet before they're ever on
TV. Attention.
I know. So, that's bad news. I watched, I'm still watching it. I don't know why, but, it's not increasing.
Hey, why are you still watching Smallville?
I'm not. I mean, it hasn't been on in 3 months.
The fact that you know that is horrible.
Technically, he can't right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the choice. They had Siler go find his dad, and it was the dad from Smallville. Lex Luthor's dad from Smallville was his dad.
Oh, what the hell is that?
He's the dad in Chuck also. The girl's dad, isn't he? That doesn't
I haven't seen it.
That's the guy from...
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
I think that's the
it
same
being
guy.
Him.
No, the guy, the father of the girl in Chuck.
Yeah, you never watched Chuck.
That's his. What's his face from the Office
Space.
Lumberg.
Oh, Bill Lumberg. They do look a lot alike.
I saw that episode.
They're not the same people.
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
So Lumberg fucked her.
Yeah, that's great.
They
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
They actually decided that for this season of Heroes, that Siler would forget his entire childhood from like age 6. He's like, I remember my father. Except before I was 6, I don't remember anything. Like, why? So I can have a mystery to solve.
Wait, who am I?
Wait. What do you remember from before 6?
I don't
Most
actually.
Everything. My memory starts at about 3.
What? I was actually going to say, I can't remember anything beyond like four at the earliest.
I remember maybe 4 or 5 specific events.
Yeah, 5. I think maybe 5 years old.
I have a really, really strong long-term memory.
Could have been all those drugs I did.
When you were 6.
Yeah.
you were
Whatever.
Sporting pixie sticks, doing lines of pixie sticks and Lick-A-Maid.
You think you're joking.
Did you crush up Lick-A-Maid spoons?
No, I couldn't stop eating them.
Yeah, I imagine.
Or just gnaw on them. They were so good. So
those
good.
Those were so much better.
Those are just
than
like sugar
delivered to you.
Yeah. No, I liked the poison too.
I liked the.
I thought I could make Kool-Aid with it once, where I'd like dumped it into a jar of water, and it doesn't work at all, and I was very sad because I just wasted it.
I liked the idea that the delivery device for your bag of sugar was a big block of compressed sugar. Like
it was pretty sweet. I was a big fan.
It's like silverware, about to kill you.
So
delicious.
Let's move on to movies.
I shall thrice slay you.
Let's move on to movies.
Movies! Blue Dong.
Oh God.
Oh, sorry. What?
A couple of. You don't need to be that. I have it turned up a little bit, so you don't need to be up on it like that.
All right, okay.
We talked a couple of weeks ago about how
Blue Dong.
I don't know what you're saying.
Never mind.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how Mickey Rourke was being offered like payment in peanut butter for being an Iron Man.
Half a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. Well, now they've got him.
When you finish it, we'll give you the other half.
But I'm hungry now. I'm Mickey Rourke.
Is that your Mickey Rourke impression?
I don't know what he sounds like. So I have to say I'm Mickey Rourke. He may or may not be playing Crimson Dynamo, but he is signed on. Anyone care?
I think he's just going to be the wrestler from that movie, The Wrestler.
Did anyone see The Wrestler?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's still playing.
I think it's still playing in the Angelica, though.
Yeah, it is. But I want to go see that because I'm assuming that whatever character he plays in The Wrestler will be who Iron Man fights.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
He's going to show up with his
the long blonde
his,
hair.
His Screen Actors Guild
when
award.
I see you at WrestleMania, Iron Man?
Never mind.
Throw down! You remember when Macho Man was married to Miss Elizabeth?
What?
Remember Miss Elizabeth?
No. I don't know who that is.
She was just some slut that hung around the WWF, and she didn't actually wrestle, but they talked about her like she was the hottest shit ever.
Her name was Miss
Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth?
I don't...
You take me to be your lovely other husband in the ring!
Slim Jim.
Actually, that was their rings.
Ew.
With this Slim Jim, I thee snap!
Ow.
I don't know. Josh, do you care that there's a new Riddick movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Seriously, you can put the mic down. You're
no.
Is you're that causing a, problems. Like with Vin Diesel and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sequel to the last one.
Yay. Oh. I have problems with the last one, but the good definitely outweighs the bad.
Doesn't the whole...
Really?
Wasn't the whole metaphysical aspect of that movie completely unnecessary? We're space demons from Ghost Hell! And like
yeah, and there was some bad acting in it, but... The ridiculousness and the over-the-topness and the, like, ridiculous imagination, that was enough. That
visually, it was very nice to right. look at.
Weren't they running from the sun's light or something at one point? Because
yes.
it was going to burn them?
And that
I
was
vaguely
kinda,
remember that for some
It sounds
reason.
Retarded when you say it that way.
Weren't they trying to dodge
let's try,
oxygen?
They were trying to stay in the shadows.
Which is the opposite of the Pitch Black
movie.
The sun
was going to burn them?
Right.
You know,
right.
I saw that first, and then I saw Pitch Black like a lot later. And I was like, whoa, this movie has no budget,
yeah,
and it's kind of lame.
It's terrible.
Pitch Black was really cool.
What, Pitch Black?
Yeah.
With the
Pitch Black was
Pitch Black was really well done.
Yeah, for strange. Its time.
I'm just saying,
for like
super
a,
low budget.
A no-budget indie horror flick that came out of nowhere, it was fucking great. Because
they're like... Oh, the sun's up. Let's put the purple filter on the camera for the entire movie.
Whatever.
Well, like I went to the good. I went to the theater and watched that. It was one of those evenings where I was like, I'll have one ticket for
Meeny Meeny Pitch Black.
That one. And then like they sell me a ticket for it. And it starts off with that big USA logo, like the USA television company. I was like,
yeah, oh no.
Wait a minute, am I home?
Oh, no.
Like, why is this logo coming
it's
on?
TNT.
Am I drunk?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that answer to that was yes.
Yes.
And then I watched it. It was all right. But, yeah, looking back, I was
Chronicles
like...
Chronicles of Riddick was okay. I mean, it was not. It was fun, it was a fun little ride, but I thought the whole, like, I've been to space hell and gotten necrospace powers and...
Whatever.
I thought that cool. detracted from the action movie that it was trying to be.
There were, like, lava tigers.
And then he wins at the end. I don't think there were lava tigers in that movie.
No. They were like lava. They were made out of lava rock. They were
fairly positive there were no lava rock tigers in that movie.
There were. They were in the fucking prison sequence.
It's so hard
they were
to keep a leash
guarding
on them.
The prisoners. They fucking
they're
melt.
So hot.
You can't feed them.
God damn it.
They melt every bowl.
Everything they put like a leash on you just
you're all dicks.
Melt.
Steam starts burning.
Steam leash. Another steam leash. Damn it.
Is it Dame Judi Dench in it?
For like
yeah.
4 minutes.
She's an angel. That's what's
whiskey.
Weird. That little sci-fi world they've created is odd because there's like magic.
Right. Yeah, I vaguely remember seeing bits and pieces of it when it came on TV.
The reason that movie gets my undeniable seal of approval, though, is that Keith David is in it. And Keith David is a badass.
It's interesting that you say that. He's my least favorite part of the entire movie.
I don't care what he does in it. I want to hear his sultry, dulcet tone.
His acting is so fantastically horrible.
But his voice is amazing.
His voice is great, but it doesn't
Xbox,
make any sense.
Xbox, BMW.
Shut up. He comes close to ruining the movie for me.
Oh, well.
He's fucking terrible.
Well, he dies, so
that's true, and that's why I forgive the movie.
He was in Requiem for a Dream. Oh, okay. Oh, bad flashbacks. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Ass to ass.
He was Red Robin.
I don't remember his name.
Really?
Something Robin.
Blocked so much of that movie out for right. my sanity.
God damn.
He was Robin Hood.
He's
to
Goliath from
I don't know, man.
Gargoyles.
Yeah,
such a trippy movie.
Has to.
He's an amazing
Big
voice.
Tim from Requiem for a Dream.
If you want to call him that, sure.
Sure.
No, that's what it says.
I thought you were just giving him a nickname.
No, it's
a... But Vin Diesel's a terrible actor. I mean, like, ghastly. He's bad.
He has one thing. He has the signature thing. Right.
Vin Diesel's his only character.
That's all that matters.
He's the voice of the Iron Giant.
You know what?
That's right. That's like some random
thing that Alex brought up.
The only good movie that he's done is Saving Private Ryan, because he doesn't look... or play the Vin Diesel part.
No.
Because that was before
anybody knew who he was.
Right. And I was like, hey, it's like an Italian big dude who's...
with
like,
a super fake name.
Yeah, or whatever.
No, because nobody remembered his character's name long enough, because he dies...
Yeah, most people don't even remember his name.
My name's Jack Valvoline.
He dies like a quarter of the way into the movie. In the
Pennzoil Jones.
Yeah.
Chevron with Tecron. My name is Tecron Chevron.
Yeah, we need you to go out into that minefield, Chevron, Tecron. Just meet us on the other side of the minefield.
We'll be right behind you.
We'll be behind that wall of concrete. Go.
Oh, man. They're going to try, potentially, to reboot Fantastic Four with...
Does anybody really care?
No, but based on... they want it to be darker, like... Dark Knight and...
Oh, God.
Shit, because the dark movies are doing so well. Let's take the gayest characters from the Marvel Universe and make them dark.
Ugh.
Fantastic Four is terrible. It's just a bad franchise.
There's no... Yeah, that's a total comic book franchise.
We still have to watch that on Rift Tracks.
Not a transfer.
Which one? One or two?
I haven't seen either. I've never seen two.
I've seen portions of two and wanted to stab my eyes out.
I'm sure Rift Tracks would save it, but...
It's true.
Doesn't Galactus show up as like a fart cloud at the end?
Something like that.
So what happens
Speaking
to the
of, I'm, never mind. Never mind.
What are you, farting?
In a fart Baby. Cloud?
So what happens to the Earth at the end of that movie? Is Galactus about to eat it?
It's to be continued.
Nom, nom,
never,
nom.
To never be continued.
Yeah.
Nom the Earth.
That's such a retard.
The director's cut, it just cuts to the ending of The Day the Earth Stood Still, and you're just like, what? And the end. Earth is dead.
they just kind of burrowed so deeply into like the shit with those two movies that I don't care what they do with that franchise.
So are they bringing back the same
No, it would
people?
Be like a start over.
Oh.
Yeah, please.
And their origin's not interesting. You know how that movie
Space
killed it?
Space-dronauts, like whatever.
The way they killed that movie, the moment they made Dr. Doom Reed Richards' like best friend and partner, and Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck, that was ridiculous.
Oh, that's right.
And then fucking his whole story up, it was just so silly.
They're like, the sun too bright, and then like, and we have superpowers.
Yeah, and
action go. Super.
And like, then they all die of cancer the second day.
You know what? Johnny Storm was cool though.
The effect was cool.
No.
Who was Johnny Storm? The fireball guy?
Yes.
Fire.
It's about as cool as like a dude made of rock.
And that costume was silly. Michael Chiklis's thing costume looked like a big foam suit. It was ridiculous.
The thing
should have been 100% CG.
Yeah.
For them to get it right.
But I mean, even then, like, so...
You know, actually, I would watch another Fantastic Four movie if they did it like the Fantastic Four ripoff from Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Where Thing was Ice just Station retarded Impossible. And Human Torch was just on fire and,
right. and in pain. In
complete agony constantly.
That's awesome.
It was wonderful.
It was pretty great.
Colbert voiced Mr. Impossible on that, which was actually awesome. Possible. They, what was I going to say? I don't remember.
Nobody knows.
So... I don't care if they do this. Oh, you know what's a better movie for Fantastic Four, though, is the 1996 version.
No.
Which I, oh, which I have a tiny, tiny...
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
I have a tiny, like, YouTube-sized version of it.
God, it's horrible.
Ripped from VHS.
It's so bad.
Didn't we try to watch that at some point?
No, or we need to. That would make the best shitty movie ever.
Ugh.
Mr. Fantastic, like, to stretch... Like, you look at his arm, and then the camera cuts, and there's, like, a plastic arm...
That's right.
...being, like, wobbly pushed, like, out of his sleeve.
Yeah, that's exactly how they did it in Ricky O.
Right.
That's right.
Ricky O had better effects
than that. That was awesome, though.
Speaking of, like, movie night, and I was needing to have one, Rick is going to be in town.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
When
March
I'm gone.
28.
Shout out to
Rick. Oh, no, he pushed it back a week.
Pushed it back a week, so...
If I know ahead of time, it's possible.
You know ahead of time.
Right.
It's possible.
You know
everything
right now.
Is possible.
I got one coming
like
up.
Like Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Yeah, sure.
What?
No.
I'm on a boat.
Oh.
I'm on a boat.
I've been listening to that
it's
a
great.
Lot lately now.
It's fantastic.
And now I think I like almost the whole album. I do not like the Jack Black song, The Sax Man. That's boring.
Yeah.
But the rest of it...
Play some...
Their humor is so absurd that I think it's very off-putting at first, but then it grows on you, and the music's actually good.
I love Space Olympics.
Space Olympics, I listened to
Space
like three
Disc
times.
Space Disc is totally canceled!
Space Swords is also canceled! All other events are pending! The best part of that whole song is the final line, and I know my sins will send me to hell! Like, why does he say that?
What?
The last line of that song is he says, when I'm fending off the alien hordes, I know my sins will send me to hell.
I'm going to look that up now.
Doesn't make any sense. And Boombox is actually a fantastic song, like you mentioned.
Yes.
Makes me want some boiled goose.
What?
Bly alligators.
Bly alligators.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh my god. Yeah,
Boombox is not a toy!
Listen to Incredibad's debut album. It's actually pretty funny. I really like... Natalie Portman is an unusually good rapper, too. Like, it's really strange how good she is at that. Is there nothing you can't do, Natalie Portman, besides act in those Star Wars movies?
I saw her in... I watched the other Balloon Girl. She's really good in that.
To show her butt.
I don't think so.
Because she showed her butt in that one movie.
What movie?
Hotel Chevalier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
So, Fantastic Four can fantastic fuck off. Mad Max? They're making another Mad Max movie, but it's animated.
What?
The what?
I want to see, like, animated Tina Turner and, like, Thunderdome and shit.
This could potentially work, but...
Bust a deal? Face the wheel!
It's going to be very violent.
Like the Wheel of Fish, or what?
Yeah, it's the Wheel of Fish.
Oh, Ratsnubber!
Oh, Ratsnubber, very nice. Oh. Fish Weaver! Thanks, Cooney.
I'll take what's in the box, Cooney!
So stupid! I love that his name is Cooney.
Oh, speaking of what's in the box.
Uh-huh. What's in the box?
No. You're on the right track.
What's in the fucking box?
I think it was College Humor. They made mock videos of the DirecTV where they take footage from a movie and then they did the what's in the box? And he opens it up and the girl starts talking to you like, now that I'm beheaded, I won't be able to watch the new DirecTV all in HD this year.
God.
Like, they did that. They did, Philadelphia. When Tom Hanks is like, I have AIDS, so I won't live long enough to see everything that's coming to HDTV this year. And
Tom Hanks
like,
told me
oh
I
God.
Have AIDS. Tom Hanks told me I have AIDS.
Yeah, and then they did Requiem for a Dream.
Tom Hanks told me I have AIDS.
During the ass-to-ass scene. It's like, good. She's catching her breath, and then she looks up and is talking to you about what you can get.
I have to look for that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
funny. So moving on to, that's the end of this. Josh, do you want to talk about what's wrong with your face?
There's nothing wrong with my face.
What's different about your face?
Oh, what the hell there's a piece of steel rammed through the middle of my nose.
Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
I wanted it.
Okay.
It was, I turned 27 a couple weeks ago and decided I need to do something to reclaim my lost youth.
That's how you take down a motherfucker!
Seriously, dude. For you to live anymore like you were in high school would be basically... You would have to have no bills. That would be the only difference.
It's interesting because I often have dreams about being back in high school. Like
everyone.
It's just...
Nightmare.
I think if you reclaimed your youth, you would be in diapers.
Who's to say I'm not wearing one
now? Who's to say?
That's true.
But... The day that Josh longs for the days where he didn't have a lot of responsibility are the days I fucking shoot myself in the head because...
Okay, just so like we're clear...
Night and day.
What? I've already worked 50-something hours this week, and I worked 62 last week.
I
do have responsibility.
Playing Sega Genesis all day. I know what you do.
Tighten up the graphics.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Start, start, pause, select, start, code.
It's ABACABB.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Hard work. Bleep, 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 bleep.
I hate you.
How much? But how much of those hours were spent actually like, oh, it's 5 o'clock game time. Time to stop working and stay here and not do work and play games. Like, I would be so wanting
five.
To leave.
From 5 to 6 every day.
My job. And not just stay there and hang out.
I played a lot of Left 4 Dead. Against Rick. And we bitched to him every time something was buggy. It was great.
Can he go fix it?
Yes, actually. That's why it's awesome.
It's funny. Mail sack. Let's see where we are. Hey, so that my shit doesn't freeze up because we're on this slow-ass computer, I'm going to go ahead and pause.
Yeah.
And then restart the recording. So.
Okay.
Well, we're back!
This house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit in the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks!
Thank you.
Okay.
Moving on to the mail sack. Where are we time-wise? Oh, only an hour. That's good. Also, be careful when you do that. You're slamming that thing down a
Sorry.
Bunch.
Actually, I'm going to go check the washer. Should have done that before you started up again, probably.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and pause it again.
Sweet, you do that. Right now.
Then we're back again.
Hey, asshole! You guys suck!
Okay.
So, yeah, this afternoon, I got linked to some preview singles, whatever.
I thought it was already out. We're talking about Chris Cornell's new album.
Yeah, is it already out?
Timbaland. I thought it was already out.
I hadn't heard anything about it at all
today.
Well,
he's touring about it.
You have a link?
He looks like Carlos Santana now.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I think he's rocking the DVX.
It's really disturbing. But the first time I actually heard about it, and... Oh, God. Why did you have to say DVX?
Is that new Carlos Santana champagne?
Yeah. So Trent Reznor twittered this afternoon. Or actually, it was yesterday. And I quote, "You know that feeling you get when somebody embarrasses themselves so badly you feel uncomfortable? Heard Chris Cornell's record? Jesus."
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Wow.
I love
meow.
That's harsh.
That's catty.
Yeah, no, that was what I heard that's first. And I was like, wow, that's hard. And then I listened to it. And I kind of wanted to kill myself.
Do you have a link? Do you have a clip?
It's on YouTube.
I'll have to. Yeah, it is on YouTube.
What's the name of the biggest song?
Oh God, I'll have to look.
The biggest turd.
Like the first song, it wasn't that bad, but it was just like inappropriate. The second song was awful.
Is it like R&B? Like, is he singing like
kind of
sultry singing?
Like it's got beats that like Chris Cornell shouldn't have beats.
Like Kanye West beats.
Chris Cornell should have riffs. What? Not beats, and yeah. It's so weird.
You know that he's actually, they never really were public about it, but they, most theories point to him wanting to be a pussy is why Soundgarden broke up.
Huh.
Which is he wanted to do more quieter and softer and softer and ballads, and Kim Thayil's like, look at me. I look like the zigzag guy, and I am the baddest ass metal guitarist ever.
Scream or A Part of Me, one of those two?
I just sent you the link.
Also, he's not a good singer. He's a good metal vocalist, but he is not a good singer.
No, his voice lost it a long time ago.
When he was with Audioslave, he sounded like he was struggling for that whole thing.
So, like, it starts out, and you're like, okay.
Is this Savage Garden?
No, but you're not really sure. I mean...
That's MIDI guitar.
And this is when you're getting a little confused.
Ooh, girl.
Shh, just let it wash over you. Slowly.
Like hatred.
Quietly. Peacefully.
Oh no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Cornell.
At the office today, I pulled my headphones out of the speakers and announced to the whole room, "Hey, this is Chris Cornell's new single," and cranked it.
Did he chase you out?
Is he auto-tuned on this?
Probably.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
This is retarded. Happening? Now, I did not listen to the whole thing because I couldn't.
Right.
But Eli, you should play this one too.
Salt Preservation.
Just stop this one and play the next one. This gets even better.
Stop this one for very much so. Of stopping it. Oh.
I don't want to go to there.
Yeah. I want to not go to there. Oh, it's Dig Dug.
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
I don't even know which direction to make fun of this in. Like, thanks for Super Unknown. Now stop.
Oh, wow.
Is this his episode one?
I guess. My God.
Man. This is the trade negotiations version of a record.
Can you really fault him? Super Unknown had 74 minutes of like the best rock music in a decade. And they lived off that album for their like basically their entire career.
Sure, that's fine. That album is worth living off of. It was fucking great.
You know that the music on that album ends when the CD ends? It's got like 74 minutes and 38 seconds of music on it. There's no extra room for sound on that album.
Weird. Didn't know that.
So great. There's like 9 singles on that record. It's so good.
God, it was just like that first Linkin Park album.
Except the opposite.
Shut up.
That is unfortunate. Oh man, I'm kind of lost right now. I don't know what to do. Do we want to talk about Watchmen at all? Because I've seen it now.
Oh yeah.
Do we want to?
Has everybody seen
post game?
Yeah.
I loved it.
No, I mean, this is a big
topic. It's great.
Yeah, it's everybody. All right,
it sucked balls.
Well, let's keep it short.
It taught me how to love.
No, it was awesome.
I think Alex is wrong. I think even if I had loved the comics, I think you need to understand that it just couldn't be the same thing. So,
yeah,
it's two different ways to tell a story, and it's like an oral tradition. Like if
you said oral,
I mean, if you passed, you should think about dicks. If you passed a story down, you know, over generations, it would be different by the time it was told, but it would have the same message, I guess. And as movies go, it was a good movie. It was well made. It was well acted. It was interesting. The story was intriguing.
Yeah, I think
though, if you don't have it figured out by the first 10 minutes, you're a fucking moron.
That's what I was gonna say. It's not for everyday consumption, because when we watched it, I could tell there was confusion in the audience, like. There were people that were like, this isn't like the Spider-Man.
I don't get it. They wanted more comic book movies.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Because I thought it was great. I thought Alex.
It performed well below projections, money wise.
Yeah. And I figured
like
it.
Half.
I figured it would.
Okay.
Alex was right.
I want to address the whole, like, below whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Its opening weekend
mm-hmm.
was more than the opening weekend of Superman Returns. It was more than the opening weekend of Batman Begins.
No, I'm
saying it is one of the largest
upset.
R-rated movie openings in fucking March.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
I don't have a problem with it. I'm saying the studio is upset with how it's doing.
The studio is upset that they made a successful R-rated comic book movie? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Well, yeah.
What's
to
understand?
I had this conversation with Alex, and I was telling him, it's like, the studio is not going to be happy with this movie regardless of how it turns out. Because that's it's true. Not marketable at all.
When I was reading about the shit they wanted to cut out of it, out of the story, like that Zack Snyder almost walked out for, like it proves how little they understood what they were getting into.
No, absolutely. They bought a franchise.
They're like, we want to cut the whole thing with Dr. Manhattan on Mars. We want to cut the whole thing.
Yeah. And,
like,
and
oh, okay.
And they were, they bought this franchise a long time ago because they're like, what are the kids into? Like, we're hearing the rumblings that Batman and Spider-Man, all these movies are going to be made into movies. So
I think
it
has a lot more to do with Frank Miller.
We have to get our hands on something.
I think the success of 300 and Sin City is why they started looking at graphic novels again, and Wanted, unfortunately.
Sure. But Alex's review of, like, it was good, but it wasn't great.
Well, Alex's review was that he hated it because it was not the comic. It was
No.
It never said he hated it.
No, that's not necessarily true. Because when we
his review was basically negative.
Well, no, when we talked to him afterwards, he loved it, but he was like, but it's different, and that's what I was saying. I was like, it's like a great adaptation of the characters and that basic story. It's been modified.
I would consider it. It's still acceptable. Not a direct translation, but almost a retelling of the same
story. It's a very close translation because a lot of the shots and cell
to,
like
to yeah, appease images. The fans.
Have you started reading it yet, Joel?
No, I need to.
Okay, when you do read it, wait. Oh, would you like an actual paper version of it?
Oh, it's huge on here.
God damn it! I hate you.
Okay. Each page is like this big. It's huge.
You can't get the book. Why can't you get the book?
Comic books deserve to be read in a physical medium.
Whatever.
I feel so dirty reading
them. I only read paper on the toilet, and so it would take me too long. It would take me like 1,000 shits to finish that.
Just fucking look. One morning, go to Taco Bell. Just prepare load up. Yourself.
Just load up.
For a 36-hour shit
marathon. And fucking read it.
Whatever.
But yeah, I think that a lot of people were confused by what it was. I know that the studio had to be pissed that they put out what was reasonably a good movie, and they're going to be like, yeah, but it's not marketable. Like, who the hell's going to... We can't sell the...
you can't sell toys for it, because kids can't see it.
We can't see the outfit, or we can't sell the outfits of Rorschach and, like, Dr. Manhattan for Halloween this year. Like, those sales
plummeted. That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
There are a lot of problems with this movie.
How do you merchandise a movie that kids should not see under any circumstances?
Exactly. And...
even if parents take their kids to see that movie, they should have their children taken away.
Right.
They absolutely were, and they
should. There were a few kids there. That didn't stop Shrek.
Wow. Good point. There were a couple kids in the theater with us.
There were a few when I went to.
They were probably about like 14, 15-ish.
What I liked the most is that
when Cinemax showed up.
When mom's like leaning over and it's like, oh shit, there's a blue dick on the screen. Shit. And then she's leaning over the kids and like kind of covering up their eyes. And then 30 seconds later, some dude gets like a spiral fracture arm bone sticking out of like the skin. And she's just kind of chilling. And like the little kids are like almost crying because it's horrible and she doesn't care.
But then there's nothing they can do about like...
Stacey just saw the comic.
Orgasmic.
Oh, sweet. What'd you say?
Orgasmic delight that happens in a little owl over Manhattan or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it just turns into hardcore porn.
Porno.
For
with the flamethrower money shot.
That was a
really well done sex scene.
Solid 8 minutes. Like
that was a little over drawn out.
It was well shot, but
it's just like, okay, we get it. They're totally Lube doing it.
But and that's what I was gonna say. It's like they knew.
Does the nudity make you uncomfortable?
No, I'm just saying it was there for a really long time.
It was real nice
time.
Boobies. I thought it was great.
They were. I thought they were.
I think that they said, hey, you get a rated R. Here's your card.
That was an oddly shaped dong, though. Again.
Earn it. Yeah, that was weird.
And did you notice? I mean, his skin had sort of a velvety texture to it because there was no hair on it.
And it kind of glowed from the inside.
So I kept staring at his dick going like, that's a weird looking dick.
Oh my God.
If his dick was on screen and my eyes had laser pointers in them, you would see they were squarely focused on his junk. Because I was examining it every time I had the opportunity to.
I think
to.
The screen would have lit up with laser.
No! He would have burned a hole through his dick.
Just right there.
No, seriously.
I think the other thing too was
weird looking junk.
The other thing too is that the studio was going to be pissed at like, so how, let's start talking about sequels. And they're like, no, this...
Not everyone's dead at the end.
It's like, it wraps up, it ties up at the end.
The most popular character on the fucking movie is, but, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone else that now can't do a job ever and there's no need for them because...
Speaking of which,
his
portrayal from the comic book to the movie, or to the big screen, was awesome. It's
fucking fantastic.
He's so good.
It was pretty spot on.
Okay, At first,
I was a little bit worried about Batman voice. But then as the movie went
perfect.
On, like, you know, I was worried that it was going to be obnoxious, but it was, oh God.
It was flawless.
Oh God.
It was so good.
Oh.
What am I coming?
The comedian's
You're not going to hear me.
Comedian's performance was
perfect.
Really
very
good.
You know what's weird? Because I love Grey's Anatomy, and he's been a character on the show for forever.
Really?
I didn't even, the movie was over, and I was at home, and I was like, holy shit, that was the guy from Grey's Anatomy.
Wait. Do you like Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, the dead guy.
Yeah,
is Danny.
For some like guilty reason, because you have that's not a good show, right? It can't be a good show, right? That's like what people's moms watch.
That's a girly show. A lot of girls are watching.
God damn it! You're not helping me, Denise.
Oh, sorry. No, that's okay for you though.
I'm entertained by it,
but on a scale of like things that I'm proud to say I like, that's got to be at the bottom, right?
From everything I hear, it's actually good.
That's like me watching Smallville, right?
No, not quite that same level.
It's not that bad.
It's like self-loathing.
It's not that level.
Like me watching Heroes, then?
No, it's from not that
everything
bad
that
either.
I've heard. I
Grey's Anatomy is actually a well-produced show.
Mm. It's a little bit of a soap opera.
Yeah, it's soap opera.
Blurg.
Actually, a lot of my friend who's a doctor actually watches that show.
Oh, really?
I don't get it either. But he's like, it's a pretty good show.
Has he been tested? Is he a woman? Is he a Chinese woman athlete?
Totally a man.
Athlete? What?
Having not read the book though, I.
You're not going to be pissed when you read the book.
No, not at all. Because all I'm going to do is learn more. But I can understand why the studio will be very upset when this is all said and done. Because
there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, what do you do? This is not Spider-Man. It's not Batman. Right. There is no sequel. If and when they start talking about sequels, everyone attached to it will walk.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're going to be pissed until the DVD comes out. And then they're going to be happy again. Because...
Yeah,
it's so well shot and it's so pretty.
Put that fucker out in Blu-ray and they will sell a ton of those.
They're going to sell a fuck ton of that.
It really was beautiful.
Oh, that and it's almost an hour longer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm interested in that. I want to know what's...
I'm going to be actually really interested in what makes it an hour longer because...
Well, the film that Zack Snyder made was 3.5 hours and it's Fox... Not Fox. Was Warner it Warner? Brother. Warner Brothers told... That was when they told him you have to cut... The Mars shit, you have to cut this, you have to cut that. And he didn't cut anything they wanted, but he said that the stuff I cut, because I had to, was like heartbreaking. So there's probably some really good shit on that DVD.
Sweet. Can't wait.
I can't think of what that is. I will stand by my statement that if this was an HBO 12-part miniseries,
awesome.
It would have been absolutely phenomenal. Because
if they could have kept up that production value,
yes.
That would have been insane.
Well, they would have filmed it all together and then made it a 12-part like series or something.
Now,
like that.
The problem with that, actually, I would rather it be a 6-part.
Like, or, is the story so obvious because, in the comic, though?
Yes, it's a very simple. It has nothing to do with the story. It's
as
the
soon
way that,
as I mean, I don't want to spoil it. People are still waiting
here's the
for
thing,
it. But
the comic has like three stories that are weaving together simultaneously.
As soon as the bad guy
it's
walks out, I'm like,
how
that's the bad guy. That anybody?
It doesn't matter
not
though.
That's
not
guy?
The point.
It's really just the
I
way.
Know, I'm just saying.
It's really just the way that the story was told. As far because you're going to find out the ending's considerably different, and that's what Alex was getting at when he talked about last week.
I'm extremely
he's like, they changed
interested
the ending.
To know how they fit in the end that's in the comics now, because
spoilers.
I don't see how that.
You thing, know how the comic ends?
Yeah, I know the concept of how it ends.
Right. Which
now I have no idea how that could possibly come about.
Right. That's the best part.
That's
why I can't wait.
Is
for you
the
to
ending
read
in
it.
The movie original? Is that an original? Did no. they make that up? Or
yeah.
Is it part of that in the comic?
No, they made
no,
that up.
They made that up.
Zack Snyder wrote. Just fucking read the comic.
Okay.
You kind of have to.
Yeah, you kind of have to because, in other words, like the tiger that they show with the mute.
Yeah, they barely show him.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no
that's
point.
Actually good.
Yeah, he
it was
actually
confusing.
Doesn't serve any purpose.
There's
in the
no
movie.
Purpose.
They should
of
never
him.
Have put him in there.
And we were talking about it. We were talking about that after the movie with
I'm,
Alex.
I'm willing
like,
to bet. I'm willing
that
to bet they
been
already
left out.
But because he did, he thought he was going to do the original ending at first. And they probably did the R&D and fucking made the tiger already, and like they already had it.
I'd buy that plushie.
Well, but see, that makes me wonder. That makes me wonder.
You'd buy that furry.
And at that point,
what
he's just there
out.
For the fanboys.
That makes me wonder what they cut out then, because if they had already put that in there, that means that there's other interludes,
right?
That
well, lead, I don't
that
mean that they had already
it.
Shot the film, but I would imagine they already had artists that had created him.
No,
and,
I know
like, all that. Kind
yeah,
of
whatever.
Stuff.
Like $90,000 they spent making that tiger, they should have just cashed that in and fuck it.
That's what they did. That's why he was there.
Well, that's what
no,
I'm saying.
They should have
used it because there were a lot of in the theater.
Like, I had seen pictures of it. I knew to expect that, but I guarantee everyone else in the theater is like, wait,
like,
why does
what?
That guy have a crazy purple
yeah.
tiger?
There were people
like,
in
the
theater
that
go,
huh?
Going on?
And you what almost never that? See it from the front. You only almost only see him from the back.
Yeah. So it was really, yeah, that was odd, but it's a definite thumbs up.
Okay.
It's really...
The movie's really
moving
good.
On, mail sack.
Four dongs
recommended.
Up.
Four giant blue dongs.
You know, somebody made
sky.
A good somebody made a good point on the threads about that. They were like, you know, they should... if it's a rated R movie, they might as well just like, hey, we have adult-themed, you know, like outfits for this and sell them like at that exotic...
Oh, porno stores?
Yeah.
The thing that didn't make it into the comic
you
that I was doing...
You need to be that on Halloween, by the way.
Don't.
You should have had like a...
The thing that didn't make it was the Rorschach zipper mask.
Oh.
That was my other idea. Oh. Well, pretty funny, pretty
much. That or like the night owl swing or something like.
Wow.
Oh.
Sex swing or something.
The owl ship sex swing. Oh. So.
I want an owl ship.
Mail sack.
Me too.
Sack. Mail and
sack.
Mail
sack.
Mail
sack.
Sack.
This is from Andy. He wanted to make sure we had a gory story for the podcast. So, five human heads discovered in an ice chest in central Mexico. Eli?
Sweet.
What the fuck?
This is the new Mexico. I'm from the old Mexico.
What?
Central Mexico is new Mexico?
Oh, he said new Mexico.
Central Mexico. Five human heads were found in an ice chest on Tuesday under a ficus tree in a central Mexican state of Jalisco.
They were probably just trying to grow other heads.
Dude,
and the head plant.
Ah. Really?
They just hadn't been potted yet.
Yeah, you gotta fertilize that shit. And you gotta give it some time.
They're hoping to grow some field
gotta
workers.
Gotta give it some water, some sun, and some
field workers in the field.
Yeah, when
they can start working when
when they die, right? they come out feet first.
That's where babies come from, right?
They get to work.
Because they're already reaching for the onions down there while they're...
while you're down there, you might as well. And some of the potatoes.
Is it because of the drug wars?
What?
In Mexico, there's drug...
You're being serious?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Walmart and Walgreens in drug wars in Mexico.
Shut up.
News at 11.
Thanks, pun.
No.
No, there's like serious drug wars going on down there. You didn't know that?
And like my sister's totally down there for spring break.
And like, yeah, because...
Is she doing drugs?
That's probably. That's where Mexico gets most of their... Their tourism is spring break.
Most of their Mexicans is from drugs.
From like spring break. So they're like, no, there's no drug war.
Don't be silly.
Drug war. Who does drugs in Mexico? And in the background, you can see like rockets and shit going off. Like, there's some serious...
I read that on the Forbes, like, the Forbes top 100 list this year, they listed a Mexican drug lord. Because
that is
so
awesome.
He's got billions.
That is so awesome. That guy's
for
a hero.
Statistical accuracy, crazy. I'm sure that's right. It's pretty fucking hardcore.
How do they know, though, what he makes? Does he file his taxes or something?
Well, it's like they look at...
he tells everybody, fuck you! I made $200 billion!
There's a Colombian...
He's shooting pistols. He's got bandoleros on.
There's a Colombian, like, coffee factory that's made, like, $600 million. Or 600 billion.
It's a paperclip factory that's got a surplus of, like, $11 trillion.
Yeah. But,
it's a chicle factory.
They're actually worried about that fighting spilling over into the U.S. side.
You want chicle?
What do you make here? Just
chicle. You buy chicle?
Just chicle. Nothing else. Chicle.
How much is this chicle? $6 billion.
$650,000. Chicle.
Do you want the kilo chicle?
Yeah. I mean, it's white. It ain't gum, but it's white.
But yeah.
So, a cousin of mine is some sort of Navy SEAL or something, and he was able to send home. He was able to send... I don't know why this was... I hope I don't get him in trouble. He was able to send home DVDs of them shooting machine guns at drug boats off the coast of, like, Costa Rica or something like that.
Awesome.
Someone's filming while they're, like, firing machine guns at a drug boat, and they kill everyone on the drug boat.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
That's and then they board it. And they go into the hold.
And they do all the drugs.
The hold has a stack of cocaine that is at least 15 to 20 feet tall.
Wow.
And I want to say...
That's a lot of coke.
At least four times as wide as this room. So it's got to be a good 50, 60 feet wide. Wow. Stacked in bricks and kilos. And
I think I'd like to try some of that cocaine.
That cocaine.
Cocaine.
You don't want none of this shit.
I do cocaine!
It's the cheapest drug there is! So, apparently when they're done, they sink the boat. So, like, are all the sharks like, oh!
Really?
Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Look at my business card.
Oh, God, my nose is bleeding. Oh, that smells delicious, dude. Quit doing that, man.
They just start eating each other. Are they fucking like crazy?
I was gonna ask what they would do with all of those drones.
Most of the time, they impound it and save it, and probably sell it back to the drug.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the point of that, to impound it?
So it's better to do destroy. Well, so the,
then you have it, so you can sell it back to the drug
dealer. Well, because it's evidence.
Ta-da. Right.
Yeah, but
they impound it because it's evidence, and then the evidence gets lost.
Because it's lost evidence.
We're gonna store that much cocaine.
And like
lost in thousands of small vacuuming incidents,
right? And then
very small vacuums.
That way, all those organizations can keep their jobs.
Yeah,
whatever. Daddy needs his medicine.
Oh, let's move on.
Next,
this is funny.
God,
this is from John Dark for Josh. Do gay dudes get turned on by their own bodies, and do gay dudes hate lesbians?
There's it's not like a Jetson.
As the representative for all homosexuals in the world. Correct.
There has been one time in my entire life where I ever saw myself in the mirror and was like, dude, that's fucking hot. And,
that's awesome.
And
but what does that have to do with being gay?
Wait.
That's got nothing to do with being, that's just being a narcissist.
I was high on shrooms.
Well, there you go.
And that's why.
I'm on shrooms!
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant!
That was a 7 or 8 hour trip, and the center 2 hours, I stared at myself in the bathroom in the mirror for a while.
Nice.
It was so weird. It's pretty cool, though. Other than that,
what does
let's
that
see.
Have to do with being
you
gay?
You guys remember Sam? You never met Sam.
Uh-huh.
He tells stories about being in the bar once and like hitting at a guy across the bar, and then he realized he was looking in a mirror.
Oh my god!
Shut up.
That answers that
Shut
question.
Shut up.
So. I know some gay dudes get turned on by their own bodies.
I didn't know about. I didn't know
there are other stories that are worse.
I didn't know there was a subclass of gay.
Huh?
For bears, when Josh first clued everybody in.
Right.
Oh yeah, that was a complete revelation to me too.
Oh, what you mean the bear?
I didn't know of the bear. I didn't know it was real.
You know that's interesting.
I thought it was fictional, like the Sasquatch. Let me finish. you only ever see it in blurry photos and whatnot. So
sure.
When he first introduced me, he said he was going to take us to meet his boyfriend, and we had lunch.
Was this Sam or Ed?
This was probably Sam, and then later was Ed. And I remember expecting like a skinny gay dude. I don't know why.
No.
And I was
no.
I was surprised. I was like, well, this guy's bigger than you.
Yeah.
And then that began my education, though. So
That's interesting because you remember when I IMD'd you and I told you that the local sports radio station had a round table discussion.
I didn't get to listen to that because I was working.
It's on a podcast somewhere, but they're like a very well listened to sports station, but they decided to have a round table of gay dudes on, and they had like a large variety of dudes that they were talking or whatever. And it was funny because like those guys are so like, they're all about dudes and tits and ass and everything. But they were interested because they were like, you guys listen to us? And they're like, yeah, you guys are funny. We love it. It's great. And they were like, are there a lot of gay people that listen to us? They're like, yeah, because they'll listen to people and think like, man, that guy's voice is sexy. Like, that's awesome.
Oh, God.
And then one of the guys
that
on there.
Rarely happens.
One of the guys on there talked about bears. Like, he mentioned that because they were all like, so you guys are all into like the athletic, you know, blonde, whatever. And then one guy in the background goes, not me.
No.
And they were like, what do you mean? And he's like, I'm more into like
fat dudes with
like,
beards.
He said, I'm more into like bears. And then like all the dudes, the straight dudes on the radio station go, what's that?
Like Chicago?
And he's like, kind of like all you like, guys.
No, all the other dudes, all the other gay dudes were like, shut up. Like, You're
they don't know.
Yeah,
yet.
You're letting out the secrets. Close the box. Like,
oh, speaking of, I went down to
close the box.
I had I should mention real quick that this, before I forget, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are Webcomics Weekend in Massachusetts. And go to Webcomics Weekend. This it's getting there. Go to webcomicsweekend.com for information. I'll be there anyway. So I had. Danielle Corsetto, who does Girls with Slingshots, was
which
in Dallas.
Which is an awesome comic. I blazed through that
is
whole
that new
like
to you?
The whole, yeah, absolutely.
It's
I
new to
blazed
me.
Through all
you
of her archives for
really?
In like 2 hours. I'm like, oh fuck, it's good.
It's really good. She's
so
fantastic.
Great.
Click.
Yeah.
No, we had like a 7 hour idea jam session when she was down here.
Oh, it's great.
And
go watch it.
But it was at Cafe Brazil on Cedar Springs. And as I went there, there's like giant wall-sized posters of like leather daddies, and it's like TBRU or 9. Woo-hoo! Like, come on, bitches.
It's actually TBRU 14
or whatever,
TBRU. Or 15. It's 14 or 15 this TBRU. Year. I forget.
It's too bad.
Texas that's the Bear Pride.
Texas Bear Roundup.
Roundup.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
More or less. So Joel will be in Massachusetts, and I'll be downtown.
Downtown.
And Josh will get a lot more attention than
Josh
I will.
Josh will be downtown, and he'll also so be downtown.
Downtown. Yeah, we all love Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
So Drum asks about whatever. John Dark's question. Do you have to be gay to be turned on by your own body? And I would say, look, yeah, that's just a body image thing. We get at least one sex question every week now. Have you noticed that?
Really?
Last week it was about straps.
Like a self-help kind of.
Last week it was about. About sucking your own dick, and then like 2 weeks ago it was about getting strap-on fucked by your girlfriend, and if that was gay,
you
and it's like,
that.
Well, if your girlfriend's a dude, then it's gay. If your girlfriend has a vagina and a fake penis, then it can't be gay because it's not homosexual. So, but
it's cool, dude. Take care of your prostate.
So yeah, get checked out by a doctor at least every year after you're 40. So, someone I used to know told me they went for their first prostate exam, and their doctor had a joke that they like to do for everyone's first prostate exam, where they lube.
Where he gets stabbed.
They
by
put
the guy.
They rubber. They put a rubber glove on. And they lube up their fingers and they shove them up your ass, and you're bent over a table. And he goes, "The next thing you're going to feel is my hands on both of your shoulders."
That's so. Anyway. Inappropriate.
Oh my god.
HR does not approve.
No.
I don't think that doctor had an HR.
Oh my god, the new HR lady. Oh my god. Oh, we made her feel so uncomfortable.
Hey.
Sorry.
I've heard.
Oh god, it was so wonderful.
After the show, don't talk about.
I want to hear some of this. I haven't heard anything.
Just keep it. Don't talk about it on the show. Okay, so moving on. Next question. Favorite cover song ever done by a band? Mine is Land of Confusion by Disturbed. This is from Mutant Enemy. I think
it's an interesting question.
Disturbed.
Bitches Ain't Shit. It's kind of a cheatery answer, but
actually
all of the songs Ben's covered have been fantastic.
Stevie Ray Vaughan's cover of Jimi Hendrix's
Fuck, that's good.
What's it? Voodoo Child. That's really good. Like I was like,
that's a good one.
Play that in Battlestar, which is on.
Right. Well, no, that's not even the same thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then, actually, Jimi Hendrix's cover of All Along the Watchtower.
That's true. I agree with that.
Those are like default answers, though. Get a little bit more obscure than that.
What are you talking about? Most people don't know that. Most people are like,
oh, come on.
Well, wait, Hendrix didn't write that? It's like, no, that was Bob Dylan.
What?
Bob Dylan did All Along the Watchtower.
That reminds me. Did you know Cake was coming into town, Josh?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Cake is coming into town.
Oh, yeah,
you buy tickets?
Saw that. I didn't buy tickets yet. Oh,
I'm thinking about that.
I like their cover of Glory Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Yeah,
I
love
Live's
that.
Cover
that was
of...
When I Hear the Dolphins
no,
Cry!
No, that's their song.
Sorry.
I like Live's cover of Johnny Cash's Walk the Line. That's a really weird, odd, somber take on that song.
I like Stone Temple Pilots' cover of Led Zeppelin's Dancing Days.
Do you know what cover they do that is better than that? Is David Bowie's Andy Warhol.
Really?
It is fantastic. I think it's only live. It was a B-side on one of their singles.
Oh, I've never heard that.
It's really good. I like... My guilty pleasure cover song is I actually like Tattoo's cover of How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. The fake Russian lesbians.
Huh.
It's actually really good.
Wait,
so wait, they're not really Russian or they're not really lesbian?
Either or.
It's all the same.
Oh, I found mine. I'll send this to you in a second. It's Glenn Hansard from The Frames. He covers Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River in like a folksy rendition.
Oh, yeah. I saw that
it's
live.
It's so good.
I didn't know who or what was going on.
Hold on, let me send it to
you. Do you remember when Alanis Morissette covered My Humps?
What?
Oh my god, it is so good.
That was great.
It's so good. I forgot all about that. And the music video is fantastic.
It's like a sad Alanis song, but it's My Humps. It's so good.
That's a Weezer cover.
Oh, it's so good.
I think they covered a Britney Spears song.
Live, they covered the first song that she did.
Yeah, Baby.
One more, Hit Me Baby One More Time or whatever.
Yeah, that one.
You made all the clouds. Yeah. bet you didn't see your world come crashing down. Oh, you don't have to say what you do. I already know, cause I found it from you. For you and me, there'll never be.
Another one of my favorite covers is Carry On My Wayward Son by Foo Fighters. You can only find a live bootleg
shit.
Of that.
Never heard that. I didn't know so that. Good. Oh, I've got to hear that. I just sent you the thing you should play now.
Decemberists cover Bjork's
Human Behavior.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
And I like that. That's really good.
I want to hear that, too.
It's very odd because you're like, wait a minute, what? I mean, it kind of fits.
If you ever get close to a human.
Yeah, cool. Because it's in their, like, Decemberist style or whatever, right. But it's
1900s.
It's sounds. Very cool.
This is good.
It sounds all sad. I drive these scrubs crazy. I do it on. Oh, it is. It is her.
Yes. They treat me really nicely. They buy me
all these ices. Dolce and. It shows you how ridiculous this song is.
The music video is fantastic.
I can't stand that. I can't stand Fergie. I can't stand their song. I can't. Ugh.
Well, luckily, no one gives a shit about them anymore.
Right.
So.
It Wait. Makes me. Ugh. I love my love,
my love. Well. You love. She's on a motorcycle. Like, that's awesome.
This is almost painful.
It really is hard to listen to.
It's so good. You've seen the actual My Humps video because it's the exact same thing as that. Like, she refilms it.
It's like a low-budget version.
It's a low-budget version.
I can't even look at Fergie without wanting to vomit. So
God, those photos of her at the concert where she just fucking pisses
herself
on stage.
Yeah, that just kind of ruined everything for me. I mean, I didn't like her before that.
She was on Kids Incorporated.
That just killed me.
Kids Incorporated. K-I-D-O. It's like we made it.
Parents,
whatever.
Right. I can't think of anything else, but
you know, it used to be when you were like a '90s alt rock band, it used to be defined by what you would cover live and like the B sides you would do covers of, you know. And no one does that anymore.
Who were the chicks that?
Oh, the Killers did a cover for some. What's his name? The old country singer.
Oh, they did the guy who owns chicken.
Yeah, places. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. That was odd.
The guy who owns chicken.
The Colonel.
He owns
Colonel Sanders.
No, he owns all the chicken.
Is it Kenny Rogers that does Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton?
I don't know.
Islands in the Stream.
Who was the?
That is what we are.
Oh God, no! My favorite cover is "Hurt" by Johnny Cash.
How can we be wrong?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
that's a good that. One.
Oh God, I almost got an epic internet forum over that song.
And then that's a cover from who?
Someone was like, I was listening to Nine Inch Nails. I can't believe they covered Johnny Cash. Oh, and I was like, I want you to fucking die in a fire.
To see your face.
Johnny Cash.
That's right.
Johnny Cash covered Rusty Cage, and it's good.
Yes, and Personal Jesus. The whole American 4 album is covered. It's all great.
So weird.
Your own personal Jesus.
I'm Johnny Cash. He just did it himself. So he didn't even have instruments. He just
it's just him in his mouth.
Who are the chicks? Oh, Four Non Blondes during that era covered Led Zeppelin's Misty Mountain, and that was
all for an album called Encomium. There was a Led Zeppelin tribute album, and every alt rock band at the time contributed a song.
It was those were pretty good. Everything else was pretty much crap.
You know, some other really good ones was the Saturday Morning Cartoon's Greatest Hits that all the alt rock bands did in the 90s.
Oh yeah, they did Schoolhouse Rocks. Like, didn't
no? They did Saturday Morning Cartoons, and there was Schoolhouse Rocks too, but they're.
Because didn't like the White Stripes do that?
Yeah, it was like Dinosaur Jr. and like Better Than Ezra and
that's good stuff.
Sonic Youth and like all these awesome bands that did like, you know, Popeye the Sailor Man, and like I think Bad Religion did Popeye the Sailor Man. And God, that was good. That was all fun.
Yeah, the only last one I can remember is Darth Vato's cover of Two Princes.
Never heard of that.
No, I'm just kidding. And then I just made that up.
One, two, prisoner before you.
I typically like it when someone takes a song and they cover it, they shift the genre. Like, the gourds covered.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh god! I'm totally
Dynamite brain farting. Hack.
Only if it's done well.
Oh, she yeah. covered. She. I cannot think of her name. I'm brain farting so hard. Was it Cheryl Crow that covered? Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No, it was Tori Amos.
Tori Amos. Oh god, that is so good. God, that song is so like suicide inducing when she sings it. Maybe that's
like
what
all
happened.
Of her stuff. So good. Moving on.
Very sad.
Next thing.
Pew pew.
Herbie Frank says, there are a lot of board games based on a movie franchise. Star Wars, Risk, Lord of the Rings would be the most awesome movie board game crossover. Seven.
Who killed?
Make seven
the...
like
no, you
clue.
Move the head. You move the head
oh,
until it's in the
terrible.
Box.
Terrible.
Right.
But then, yeah, but
well, no, you move the box until you get to thing.
It's
and then
got
you
all
open
the
box.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's got all the Polaroids from all the crimes leading up.
And
to
the
that,
final and... the final clue that you pull is what's in the fucking box.
Yeah,
like I get to open what's in the fucking box. And, like the family's like, yay!
Oh, I thought it would be more like Clue, like slothful.
Yeah, it was sloth
in the bathroom.
It was
the
bathroom
sloth.
Spaghetti.
Oh.
I skipped ahead a couple questions and just the link. I'm sorry.
Wow. Man, I don't.
It was lust in the bed with the dildo in the face.
Ow.
The fuck?
Maybe Watchmen? I don't know.
No.
No.
Here's my junk card.
Boosh.
Saving Private Ryan. Black Hawk Down.
We have that now. As a board game?
Yeah. Here's lead in your chest.
Yeah, it's true. It's like
operation.
It's like operation.
It's like you have to pull shrapnel out.
Oh, what
yeah.
the roll fuck? The,
roll,
so
you can't
hard
win,
to
but
us.
You can't win is the thing.
Right. Roll the...
Fucking,
yeah,
right.
Hell.
Roll
fucking
the 50, traumatic to watch
you gotta
that.
Roll the 50 die to figure out how many Somalians are gonna attack you.
Yay.
And multiply that times four.
What?
Well, because you're gonna have D&D dice.
Right.
Man, I don't know. Movies...
Schindler's List. There's a little train that goes around to.
Oh, you need to stop. You need to stop.
And then you hit the stop button.
You drew a four. Turn the ovens on.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Sally.
Here's, and here's your list that you've killed.
Aww.
It's your list.
Yeah, like one
it's
guy.
My list.
Make,
it's Schindler's
it's
list.
Like, Schindler's list. Make the list your own. Like,
oh my god.
It's like, who do you want to save? I want to save mommy and daddy faster. 10 seconds left. And Billy and Tina and everyone else dies. Time's up.
Grandpa and Nana die.
Aww.
Yeah. That's it. You get 10 seconds to make a list. And then, and then the ovens come on. Let's.
Wow, it's actually an easy
make
oven.
The
light. Okay.
Wow. It's so evil.
Sophie's Choice. To pick up.
The Crying Game?
Crying Game's a good one,
oh.
Yeah. Crying Game's like my dream
date.
Yeah, it's like the
dream date, but instead of opening the door to see who your date is, you have to open their pants to see if they're actually in shape.
Damn it.
You could do contact.
Songs.
You could do contact and then just sit there the whole.
No. Shh. We can't. Something's going to happen. We can't leave yet.
And at the end, you're like, you pull a card that says they should have sent a poet. And you're like, okay, I think we're done.
It's
like,
why over. Is there a photo of my dad here?
No,
how does it know?
At the end, the game, nothing actually happened in the game, but it did record 18 hours of static.
Yeah.
So you must have actually played it.
You just can't remember.
Oh, you could do Silence of the Lambs. You have to dodge Migs.
Holy shit.
There's a little, it's like Pop-O-Matic treble. You pop the bubble and it's like.
That's terrible.
And
you
really,
got it in the face.
There's a really yeah. shitty robot voice inside it going. I got my gun. I got my gun.
I myself cannot.
Speaking of cover songs, the Deftones covered Sade's No Ordinary Love from the soundtrack to Crying Game.
This is no ordinary love. That's lovely.
And Jonathan Coulton's Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, okay, next.
I'll skip back a question.
Ka-ka!
Next. We're still recording. Yeah, we're fine. I'm keeping an eye on it.
We're recording this?
Eddie says, for super science... What is he talking about?
It's something about cancer.
Okay, then we're going to skip that. Second, which Photoshop filter would you apply to real life?
Shrink wrap!
I do bubble wrap. Yeah, that's it. Shrink wrap.
Gaussian blur.
That's one. Gaussian blur. That's you after six beers?
Yeah.
Gaussian blur. Gaussian blur.
Wait, really? So you're a Photoshop superhero?
Well, no. I mean, you're asking how it would be applied. That or, I don't know, Control D for
deselect. Deselect? What? Where are you going
I'd
with
flatten
this?
Layers. I'd flatten all layers.
Merge. No, I want to...
I'd merge group.
I want to merge...
For sexy times.
Merge visible and then copy-paste. I'd have an action for it.
Okay. Oh, man. I use so many Photoshop actions when I make this comic that if I actually had to do it, like, on some... Not even by hand, on like, someone else's computer, I wouldn't be able to.
It's impossible.
I have one that's like, draw Josh! Done. This one has been asked before. This is from a new questioner, Musetta Marie.
Oh, it got answered right beneath the question.
Oh, man.
I apologize. Somebody I've been doing asked before, but I'm newish. How did you guys meet? Yeah, we've done this one like 10 times, so...
Listen to the old
Let's
stuff.
Not tell the origin story. You know what I wished? Is I wish I had like a database of everything we talked about so I could say, go listen to this podcast.
That's a good thing to do.
I do like that she asked how Josh proposed to his wife, though.
Yeah, that's
because
nice.
That's poetic.
And Josh is gay. Like, at the very bottom.
By the way.
Ta-da! Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Dark, for answering the question. Brian.
Thank you, new listener, for listening.
Will you marry me so that I can get benefits?
Yeah. But we're not going to answer your question.
Brian_ asks, what do you guys think of the new iPod Shuffle? I did a comic about it today, so what do you guys think?
I'm more confused than anything else.
There's a new iPod Shuffle?
I do keep on putting out new ones. Like, they're just... I have now.
If they don't keep their product cycle going, then people lose interest.
Random.
Right, yeah, it's whatever.
I don't know, whatever.
They're bigger now, like in capacity.
4 gigs.
Yay.
The form factor's nice, but the fact that it has no buttons
It's
is
like the
silly.
Size of my thumb, only if my thumb weren't ridiculously fat.
God, your thumb's tiny.
God damn it, fuck
what
off.
What do you do with that? I mean, what purpose could it serve? Might as well be an ape. It's not even opposable.
At least, god damn it. It is opposable. I have fucking nubs for fingers.
If I hit an emerald 3 inches up your ass, you wouldn't be able to get it out with that.
Why would
like
you
the
be
chef?
Anywhere?
I don't know.
Why?
Not emerald, not bam.
Oh.
Bam! Bam, him in your ass. I don't know what circumstances I would be putting priceless jewels up Josh's ass. I'm just saying.
I'm so confused.
If it happened.
What? I don't know
either.
He wouldn't be able to fish it out with that little nubbin that he has.
Why
I would just
you
shit
put
it
in
out.
There?
That's true. Your powers in that area are well documented.
I do my kegels.
That doesn't make sense.
The thing that I think that Apple has made a huge mistake on this one, and whenever they do this, they tend to autocorrect about 3 months later, is that everyone's going to have to buy a different headphone adapter to use the headphones they actually like. No one actually likes Apple's headphones. That's the only way you can control it.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're stupid. Also, it's really funny if you read the list of controls of how to use it. Because there's 2 buttons on the headphones and then a select in the middle. It's like up, down, and select. And it's like, to skip a track, triple click. Or to do this, triple click and hold. To do this, double click back once and then click forward twice and then like tap out Morse code.
Not to be a complete asshole, but all of the controls that are not related to an actual new feature are identical to the same controls they've had on iPhone or iPod remotes for like 4 years.
Except for the voice thing.
The voice is the only thing new.
Now it's your only option, though.
Right. But I'm saying, like, everyone's like, this is horrible. And I'm like, it's been there for years, and it was totally usable.
I think no one was using it, though.
Well, they're going to have to
use the play and pause on my iPhone remote, but I certainly wouldn't use it for anything else. Moving on. No, I haven't. It's a link that I have to look at. Hang on, I just want to look at it. Trevor says there is apparently a Star Trek The Next Generation and X-Men crossover comic.
The what?
It's a paperback. Oh, it's a book, I guess.
Oh, there's no pictures. I'm not going to like.
There's a cover image.
No, I mean like.
On the planet of Zaldia, ordinary men and women are mutating into bizarre creatures with extraordinary powers.
I'm out.
This is a momentous evolutionary leap or an unparalleled catastrophe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's a novel.
Dispatched to cope with the ongoing crisis, Captain Picard receives some unexpected visitors from another reality in the form of a group of mutant heroes known as the Uncanny X-Men. That's shit.
X-Men.
That sounds terrible.
That's like teaming Daredevil up with, like, Aquaman.
No, that makes more sense than this, because...
They're like, hey...
It's like Luke Skywalker in Daredevil.
What's up?
It's like V, lizard men with Daredevil.
No, it. I'm blind. I can swim fast. We should hang out.
Thank you, Eli.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Next.
We're scrolling.
Okay, so Jesse Monster wants us to see the official definition of saddlebacking, since we were talking about...
That's what I was laughing with a horrified look on my face about earlier.
Saddlebacking. We talked about this last week.
I've never heard this term, but... Oh,
they
Jesus.
Decided this based on... It was Dan Savage's column, Savage Love. His readers decided the official definition. The phenomenon of Christian teens engaging in unprotected anal sex in order to preserve their virginity.
Oh!
Doesn't count, bitches!
After attending the purity, because otherwise Josh is still a virgin. After attending the purity ball, Heather and Bill saddlebacked all night because she's saving herself from marriage.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I've heard of people
doing
that,
she
though.
Got Santorum all over the sheets. Like, ugh.
I heard of people doing that.
That is fucking retarded. Like, yay.
As long as it doesn't go in your hoo-hoo, you're still
yay Jesus. For teen sex, and you're not going to get pregnant. But you're retarded. Huh. You're fooling yourself if you think there's any kind of.
Of course.
Like, it's never mind.
Hey, asshole! The deal is you can't get a butt pregnant. That's
and you can't
that is what Jesus is concerned about.
You can't get a mouth pregnant either.
That's Tina Fey's Tina Fey's greatest lines. And remember, girls, you can't get pregnant in the mouth. And I was just like,
wow.
Oh God! Oh. And then they ended Weekend Update with that. And I was just like, wow! Fucking drive by.
You know, Bristol Palin's. Called off her engagement to her baby.
I know, it's awesome.
God, whatever. Gives a shit.
Teen sex gone horribly right, ruining the lives of Republican millionaires.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel
if you, Drum says, if you could have dual citizenship with any nation, real or fictional, which would it be? Fictional, Canada. France.
I would do Spain or Germany.
But fictional, Sparta, Narnia.
Oh, definitely Sparta.
Of course you would do Sparta.
Just for the eye candy. Fictional Sparta, not real Sparta.
Would you have to wear the outfit?
The battle mantis?
Yeah.
Battle
mantis.
I don't
Can you
really
be in a
care.
Band called the Josh and the Battle Mantis?
That's awesome.
I
have, 150 pound shield.
I have no qualms with the Battle Mantis. Like, clearly I... I may have body image issues, but I don't give a shit.
Where does Kratos live? You can go there and be with him.
Sparta. He's a Spartan.
Oh, really? That works out well.
Yes, it does.
Everything you need, then.
I know.
Works out very well.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for God of War 3.
Hey, can I ask you this? This is off topic.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Lumberjack Show, and is it porn?
The Lumberjack Show?
Do you not know about that?
No. X-Men? What am I Googling right
Axemen.
Now?
X-Men on the History Channel.
Yeah,
there's a lumberjack show. It's a bunch of burly guys cutting down trees.
Yeah,
it looks dangerous.
I'm going to the website. Give me a moment.
The whole point of the show, the way they advertise is, who will survive? I'm like, they're going to die?
Well, yeah.
No,
they won't
kill anybody.
It's the whole, like, it's their version of... Deadliest
catch with trees.
Catch. Yeah.
Oh?
Deadliest catch with trees.
There's
like,
candy in here.
There's, like, sharks, like, in the trees.
He's cute. Really? He's kind of goofy looking.
He looks dumb.
That's what I mean by goofy.
He's got dumb eyes.
Yeah, this other guy looks too much like a guy I know that has a crush on me that...
You can have dumb face.
I don't.
And
dude, the Axemen logo
dumb
looks
face,
like
dumb
X-Men
face
with
goes
an A in front of it.
Yeah. Dumb face goes a long ways towards me not thinking you're attractive. Although it works for a few people.
Well,
this guy's
dumb
really
face
hot.
Is usually a side
See?
Symptom of horse face.
So you could watch this show and they'd be hacking up trees and their legs and all kinds of shit.
God, his name is Dwayne Deathlefs.
Jump down there.
Death?
That trunk.
Oh, that's a less attractive.
Chop it!
Whatever.
Take that trunk down.
Rygar.
Oh, I would live in 24th century San Francisco with the Federation. That's where I'd live. Citizenship-wise.
Really?
I'd be a Federation citizen.
I'd want citizenship for Excalibur.
I wouldn't be in the Federation. I'd be a citizen of... I wouldn't be in Starfleet. I'd be a citizen of the Federation. So I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, okay. That makes
and,
more sense.
And what's Whatever. The fucking The Last Starfighter?
What?
That's the name of that?
On SETI Alpha 5? No, that's Alpha
planet.
Centauri.
Alpha Centauri. I want to be a citizenship for that.
No, Centauri was the name
of
the
Oh, that was the name
guy.
Of the dude. That was the name of the guy with the hat.
Right.
Alpha Centauri.
He wasn't from Alpha Centauri. He had a DeLorean and his name was Centauri. God.
I can't remember, but I want that. That way I can have a license to fly one of those ships.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, what about Unterland from Venture Brothers? Baron von Unterbites.
That place was a dump.
That's true.
Spider Skull Island.
That was pretty cool.
Bipolar Bear says, I'm hardly a cult movie junkie, but I do have a few favorites. What are yours? Cult movies. One of my mine's probably Hedwig and the Angry Inch is my favorite movie.
Still
that no one
haven't
knows
seen
about.
That.
Fix it. It's good. I have it. Well, I assume you
do?
Have it as well.
Mine is Riccio.
Yeah. That's a top notch.
Yeah, that's in the
classic.
Gold, it's inside the gold chest that
right.
you have to open with a key to get out.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, we're gonna watch that, and then like,
you mean your storage unit?
Yeah,
right. It's like a going to a Catholic church where like there's two people behind you,
the
and
Eucharist.
They have, yeah, and they have to pull it out of there.
Wow.
And, like,
actually, no, it's like
this is the word of
Ricky.
Ricky.
It's like getting the Terminator arm out of the Cyberdyne Systems vault.
Yeah,
on three, one, two.
Watch it and spread his word.
Right.
Whatever.
What else?
I'm so glad that we scarred Lisa with that at Rick's old house.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know that she's quite forgiven
she
anybody.
She was so
about that.
Angry.
Yeah.
Burned
yeah.
into
beautiful.
Her retinas.
That was a.
That was fantastic.
Any other?
I loved that.
Any other obscure?
For
movie?
Me, for me, which you guys probably haven't seen, but American Ninja 1. Only part one.
Only one.
Sequels don't count.
Okay.
They're good, but they don't count. I'm trying to think.
Cool. There was a couple of lesser known 80s kid movies that I liked that no one else saw. One of them was called...
Masters of the Universe.
I want to say it was called The Explorers, about kids that invented a spaceship and went to space.
Familiar.
I mean, you couldn't call it cult because it's not, but it is unknown.
That doesn't sound very probable.
No. What about Evil Dead or some shit like that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess those are like the standards, though.
Like a default cult movie.
Yeah, because, well, actually Evil Dead 2 more than Evil Dead.
Right.
And then That's Army right. of Darkness almost like a totally different genre altogether. Maybe like some of the, Machine Girl is now on that list.
Yes.
Oh, I could not watch that again.
Tokyo Gore Police, which, by the way, if James is listening to this, then we're getting together
shit, we
to
need
watch
to
this.
Do that. Because
he recently got a copy of it. And I
oh, sweet. Hey, well, when Rick gets here, we'll have...
Oh, perfect.
I might not Moon be able night. To wait that long, because I want to see it. And,
like your junk is twitching right now, because
yeah,
you can't see it.
Yeah, like, I can't not touch myself. I don't know if you know that.
But that's just a condition
why would
that
I
you
wait?
Standardly have. Like,
right? Wait, what?
What
am
I think
doing
of
right
other
now?
Movies
God,
where
I
things
can't stop.
Load.
Bad Boys 2?
Oh, Blood In, Blood Out. Bound by Honor.
That sounds like... Not mine.
Oh,
only like
the Strong.
A
it's a
that?
Porn. No, it's a porn.
Oh.
Only the Strong.
Yeah, Only the Strong.
Have you seen Blood In, Blood Out, right?
No.
About the white boy that's actually Chicano, and he grows up in the Mexican gangs, and they don't accept him because his father was white.
Did it have Edward James Olmos
what,
in it?
Whatever.
Then I haven't seen
Speaking
it.
Of, speaking of blood...
That's not the only Mexican on TV.
I know you remember this, Eli. I think you bought it. That old anime, Blood, The Last Vampire?
Yeah, because I showed it to you.
That's
yeah.
a kick-ass movie.
Live action. They're doing it.
What?
Like, there's a trailer.
What?
No. Just run with it. It looks okay. And maybe it'll actually have an ending. Who knows?
Because well,
the cartoon
did,
didn't.
The budget won't end.
They did an actual series for it, but like an anime series. It
yeah.
looked nothing at all.
Oh, and it probably goes on for like 80 episodes, but nothing
I
happens.
FLCL is a good one that no one's seen hardly.
I can't. That anime is too crazy.
I love it.
It's way crazy.
It's so whack.
I know one. Fuck. It just dropped out of mind. It has RoboCop in it. The guy who plays RoboCop.
Peter Weller?
Where they time travel.
Time travel RoboCop?
Time Cop.
No.
RoboCop fuck, Time Travel
why
Cop?
Why is it? It's a society. Buckaroo Banzai.
Time Robo Cop Robo.
I never did
with
watch
John
that.
With John Lithgow?
Yeah. That's a total
that looks terrible.
It is. But it's at the same time like kind of funny because the Buckaroo Banzai organization is a real organization. Like
isn't
they,
the guy who wrote Princess Bride, he's the same guy who wrote
yeah.
that, right?
And it's a cult classic that we should probably all watch, but with the audio commentary because... It's like this nerdy scientist guy who's trying to explain to you how time travel is possible, and I'm going to explain that to you.
Ta-da! Now.
I don't know if Princess Bride counts, but if it does count
I think
as
it
a
does.
Cult movie, it is my favorite of all time. It's my wife's favorite movie, period.
I think it does because it was never mainstream.
I'll never not watch it.
It's popular now
it's
because
awesome.
People have said, like, you need to watch it, and it's sort of picked up this massive following.
If I found out that it was on right now, I would get up and walk out of this room and watch it.
I think it's on.
I'm going to go.
Right, I'm just going to close your laptop.
Okay, I got to go.
And scene.
Next question.
Damn it, we could have just stopped.
You don't say stage freeze, you just freeze. Stage freeze.
Jazz hands.
Baby boy, oh, little boy, I love you. Oh, and one last head to that one, Battle Royale.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The first one, not two. Oh, my God, two is horrible.
I never even saw those.
It was horrible.
Oh, you haven't seen Battle Royale?
I've seen the first one. Oh, but not okay. The other
yeah, don't watch it.
No, two's unwatchable. It's just boring.
It's just really bad.
Okay. This is from a stereotype.
I see what they did there.
Mm. Hey-o.
I watched Demolition Man for the first time in years and forgot that it's actually pretty funny. Something jumped out and was brand new to me. When Stallone and Sandra Bullock are about to have sex helmet, she hands him a towel and says, "Here you go." And I was too young to recognize she was giving him a jizz rag.
No.
So I didn't catch that either. So the question is, can you think of other movies that had jokes you didn't get when you were 10, but you
yeah,
get now?
Yeah, actually, well, yeah. There's...
Didn't you mention one?
My go-to is always Ghostbusters.
Most of the jokes in Ghostbusters?
Because there's a lot of sexual innuendo in that movie. And
everything
Ray,
Venkman says.
And Ray gets a fucking blowjob from a ghost in the middle of it.
I did not.
That's right.
We talked about
that's
that.
Right.
No idea. No idea.
What? She took his pants off.
That's like, funny. He doesn't have pants. He's embarrassed.
Yeah. One of mine was always Wayne's World. Every sexual joke in Wayne's World, when they're saying, when they're setting up the new studio.
Like, you had no idea that Honey Hornet was dirty or
no,
what?
But when they're setting up the...
Well, that was two.
When there's that movie wasn't funny.
In the
when they're setting up the studio, and he's like, "Okay, and then you're gonna do the 3, 2, go." And he's like, "I believe I requested the hand job."
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, "Why is that funny?"
What?
Oh, Wayne wanted that job.
He wanted the hand.
I don't get it.
Job.
Right. Like I was like, "What the? I was like this movie's really funny, but why is that funny? They're laughing at that."
Huh?
Wayne's laughing at that. That's not funny.
That's interesting.
Maybe it's because he's Canadian.
Oh.
Eh?
You know, So I Married an Axe Murderer is actually kind of funny.
I don't think I've
ever seen that.
Have you not?
I may have seen part of it.
The character that yells at the kid, Heath.
It's Fat Bastard.
That is, yeah, it is awesome when he goes on the rant. When he goes on the rant about KFC.
It's pretty funny.
Donna does like the best impression of that because she memorized that entire like whole little rant. About
what?
Like
that's so random
because he's like, "Oh, there goes like the colonel and his chicken with the wee bitty eyes staring at you, and it's so finger licking." I don't know about everything. I mean, it's like a long rant, but it's actually pretty funny.
Okay, so jokes you didn't get.
Movies. I mean, speaking of Princess Bride, I mean that's another one I watched when I was really young.
Were
and
there
did
any
it.
Sexual jokes?
No,
that
not
movie?
Sexual, but just like the little. It, just you keep watching it. Whenever I was younger, you kind of find more of the jokes. I was just like, yay, Andre
the
Giant.
Oh, but you were learning English at the time, so.
I knew English.
Bit of a learning curve.
You know,
there was a little bit. There was a little bit for me in actually the
and
last.
Eli never did learn English, so.
No. The last Starfighter.
Okay.
When
two callbacks to that movie in one episode?
It was on HD recently.
Okay, so it's in your mind.
Awesome. But no, you know when they do the Switch and they send his Android version of him and he's supposed to like go.
Down to the lake. Yeah.
Oh, wasn't somebody beaten off in that movie? Like, there's like when he's sleeping with his little brother.
Like in a sleeping bag or something.
Yeah, his little brother's looking at like a Playboy or something.
Yeah, there was something sexual there.
Yeah, there were a few of those where I didn't really get it all until much later. And I was like, oh, I get it. They're on another planet.
Yeah, I guess any masturbation joke.
Masturbation jokes didn't really kick in. Because
when you were like 7, you were like, yeah, touching yourself is funny and wrong, but I don't know what that means, I guess. And I was 8.
Okay.
Was when everyone started getting boners, and we just thought it was, like, something funny.
Okay, here's one for me.
We didn't know it, like, worked for
you got a
sex.
Boner!
Yeah, like, you've got a...
I never stopped thinking that was funny.
Oh, okay, so,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Is it funny now? You're, like, pre-coitus, and you're like...
boner. Here's not...
No, that's not funny.
Here's not a particular...
There's nothing funny about boners.
This isn't a particular joke from, like, a movie.
Stuff. Boner time is serious time.
This wasn't like a particular joke or moment that was on for me as a kid, but the entire movie was, which was Cannonball Run, because I saw that when I was a kid. Okay, you have to see, that was like 80s, everything in the 80s was all sexual, and it had Burt Reynolds, and...
His mustache was basically
it
a
had
penis.
Part of the Rat Pack.
You know, like, every movie he was in the 80s, like, as soon as the camera cuts away, you know he's banging a chick.
Yeah.
Like, at least two.
Joke, any joke from... Smoking the Bandit or like Cannonball Running. That whole movie.
First time I saw Boogie Nights, I had no idea what it was about. Or 17.
I want you to come in me. Like, yeah, you
come
did.
Where?
What? I don't. What is he doing to
you
her?
Know what?
Where
are they going? You mentioned that, I can think. I can't remember which movie, but I can think of specifically of people saying like, "I want to come," and like, no, where? Like, what are you talking about?
Like what?
That was one of the last words that I learned. I think I was probably like 12 before I knew what that meant.
Yeah.
I think I should jizz before that.
Nice. You know where I learned the word jizz from?
In your pants?
From Stephen King's It, reading it.
Really?
Yeah, in like fifth grade.
I had a friend that taught me how to curse in fourth grade.
Oh, see, I learned how to curse in third grade, but it wasn't sexual. It was just like shits and fucks. And
oh, really? In third grade, I learned the word motherfucker.
And I wouldn't like, have cursed in third grade. I thought you were going to hell if you did that.
Oh, I jumped. Aww. We'd play tag. We were playing tag out in like in the play yard or whatever, and it's like, I'm going to get you, motherfucker. And then, like, immediately, like,
oh my God.
A teacher from, like, across the campus
yeah,
comes
see,
running
like, in
and
my,
tackles
in
you.
My school, if a kid cursed in third grade, it's like everyone stopped what they were doing, turned around and pointed and was like, we all just went, like, gaping maw and, like black eyes.
Only if they can open doors. Like, what?
Huh?
Never mind.
I don't, know.
Don't worry about it.
Raptors?
Maybe.
I was thinking more like ghost or something. Anyway, so, oh, when I was little and I saw Star Wars, I thought I liked it. That
wait, what are you talking about?
No.
Shut up.
I thought it was a good movie. I was wrong. I thought I liked Ewoks. Didn't realize they were ridiculous and unnecessary.
That's true. I used to love Ewoks when I was like six.
I thought I liked Phantom Menace for about 3 years after it came out.
You're retarded. What? I thought I liked Phantom Menace for like
Lord. Before it started.
Until the first time Jar Jar said "excuse me," and then I was like, "What?"
We really liked that movie. We were very excited about new Star Wars.
Everybody was excited until Jar Jar said "excuse me," and I was like, "What the fuck just happened in this Star Wars movie?"
We stayed excited. We really thought we liked it. We honestly, okay.
It was like, "Oh my God, lightsabers!"
Calm down. Yeah, it was
no,
like
that's
that.
Exactly what you were doing.
That was
me being you.
And I glazed over most of the bullshit because I was really happy about.
You
lightsabers.
Said people gonna die?
You said people should have died for making that movie.
Every time you do that imitation of it, you do such a good job of the quivering lower lip. Of like,
let me see it.
No.
Let me
see it. I'm going to be self-conscious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
And
hit me with it later.
Kind of why I did it, because now every time he says that,
God
he's going to think
it.
Like, oh my, is my lower lip quivering? Yes. And I like the word quiver.
What are you doing?
Anybody see South Park last night?
It was terrible.
No.
It was pretty terrible.
Was not funny at all.
I did appreciate actually having Mickey Mouse on, but anyway, whatever. Next.
Yeah, I guess. Man, that show's bad now. Simpsons, South Park and Simpsons were funny for the same amount of years. Just at different times. Okay, next question. What event, this is from Aaron, what event in geek culture would you go back in time to experience if given the chance?
Oh, weird. I would, okay.
Space flight.
God damn it. I would love to experience the landing on the moon.
Experience, like, being on Earth watching the excitement
right.
or being in the
like,
hatch?
Like, no, like, actually, like, the excitement and, like, how that's this crazy thing. And
you know what I like about landing on the moon? Is that, it cost, in today's money, it cost, like, $11 billion. And then we got there and we're like, we win! And then we get back and we're like, we didn't really do anything. We won.
Yeah.
We won the moon.
But we showed them.
I have an aunt that believes it was fake.
Shut up.
Of course
she
really?
Thinks it's impossible.
Is that the lady impossible. Or is that the lady or man who ran up to
what?
Neil Armstrong and said that and then he punched him in the face?
Yes, that's actually my aunt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say space flight or just that whole time. Whether it be landing on the moon or being in around during that time period, I think it would have been really interesting because that definitely sounded so almost non-believable back then.
Out of this world?
It's still not believable, dude. It's still a feat of unbelievable, extraordinary science and like happenstance that everyone that ever tried it didn't die.
No, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, like...
Shocking.
Now that we have like cell phones that are... smaller than my palm.
See, but think about this, though.
You think about
we
like,
have amazing supercomputers in our pockets. We're still not very good at space.
No, I know, but we're leaps and bounds from where we probably should be, I think.
Not too far.
It's just
the
that
space program has barely advanced since the early 80s.
Well, that's because we can't fund it.
I'm just saying. Yeah. That's because there's no results.
We might not be able to go up there. We may not be able to fund it, but there are people that probably have a really good idea of how to do a lot of that shit and
There's always better plans for space vehicles, and they cost too much, and no one ever wants to fuck with it. I heard that Obama's retiring the shuttles.
They were already going out. They were already like canceled.
Well, I guess it's official, but
yeah,
they go bankrupt too.
They don't work.
There are no banks on their planet.
There aren't parts to fix them.
They're all too old. Their
computers run on like 1980s processors, and they can't. There aren't any more to fix them.
Fucking Windows 98.
As a matter of fact, for a while there, people were able to sell NASA their old shitty computer parts out of their garages and whatnot for gigantic bank, because you know, like, oh yeah, I've got a, you know, Radio Shack color computer. Like, sure, that's what it runs on.
Tandy Coco 2?
Yeah, hey.
Flight Control, we got another Tandy Coco 2.
What was that, Roger? A Trash 80 or whatever, TRS 80?
Yeah, Trash 80. Yeah. I had one. It was awesome.
So did I. Who didn't?
That's where I learned BASIC. And look where I am today.
Okay, so space flight's a good one.
Let's see. Geek.
You know what? I would want comics like X-Men or the launching of Spider-Man.
But the thing is, like,
there was no buildup around it, though. It happened.
Like,
and then
it would happen, and the people that saw it would not think anything special about it.
Right.
Because it's like, it's a comic book.
It was expected.
You don't know.
Yeah, it was expected.
The original is important now because of what happened since then. Like, it would be interesting to have seen, like, the Apple 1984 commercial for the first time, like, coming out of nowhere and been like, what is this? Like, this is weird. This is different.
It's like to
point out.
Different.
I like to point out how awesome that was in Watchmen when they let's crack the files and they put in like a floppy disk and it's an old school like
That was Mac. Like a Mac SE something or other.
But it was painted black for the movie.
You know, actually, that's true. If I was living the experience, I would want would be living in the Silicon Valley during the Mac PC revolution. Because
like the days of like the computer clubs where you'd get together and like try and make a computer and see if you can actually do it.
Because when I started, when we got our apples in elementary school.
Eli, like, you're talking about actual apples.
Right. When we got an actual apple.
Macintosh.
And we shared it.
Granny Smith.
And it was glorious.
Crab.
And we spread the word of the Lord and
what are you talking about?
Wait in peace. No, but when like we got our like Macs, like that, I mean, you know, you're so little, you just like, cool, box that does stuff, awesome. But, you know, I guess it was much different, especially after watching like Pirates of the Silicon Valley. Yeah. That was very interesting. I was like, man, I would love to have seen some of that good. Actually, that and the whole period when Google was coming to fruition. That would have been interesting to have been around Silicon Valley also for that.
The only reason I would want to go back there is if, like, this little asterisk at the end of this question, it was like, knowing what
who
I know
can you
now.
Invest in?
Right. Yeah. And it'd be like, sure. Did here, you? Here's, like, $5,000. Get back to me.
Yeah, like on Lost, they're like, we're going to leave the island. And like, no, it's 1974. And I'm like, go wait 6 years, find Bill Gates.
That's right.
And
be like,
hey. Pay him $10,000 and then just coast.
Or actually borrow the money from or somehow get the money out of IBM.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have shit.
Away we go.
But, actually, it reminds me of that whole Discovery show that they had about the birth of, like, all those technologies.
Technology. Like Yahoo, the first use for Yahoo was to keep track of basketball scores.
Yeah.
It was, at a college.
Yeah.
So weird.
Like, well, that's why they wrote it, because it was too hard to find basketball scores the day after the games.
Yeah, like streaming radio or anything that's...
this is a question though. Other than like spaceflight and technology, what are events in geek culture? What does that even mean? Because like we've seen.
I wish I could go back and experience the launch of the iPhone all over.
Yeah, I mean
again.
We've lived through a lot of it. You know, like
well, the main geek culture,
like the original Dungeons and Dragons release. You know, I don't.
I wish I could go back to that and stop it.
Oh, such a hater.
I only hate bad things.
Aunt Denise is giving up. She's leaving. Bye. Bye.
She's gonna go.
Lock the door.
You know, maybe things like the Atari, like 2600.
That'd be interesting.
Okay.
Because I was...
Like 17, 18?
Yeah, I was
110.
Like... 110? I was like 37.
Switching this from geeks to just anything, I would like to go back and see some of the bands that you can't see because they're dead or broken up.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean,
I would love to go.
That changes the whole question of like, I'd love to see Hendrix in like London during his prime.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or like Zeppelin in their prime, like at Wembley Stadium when they would play
there.
That
would have been fucking awesome.
Because it's just been mind blowing. But speaking of which, they have Foo Fighters in HD playing at Wembley Stadium currently on HDNet. That's fucking well shot. It's awesome.
It looks great, except for when they play all their pussy songs from the new album.
Yeah, no, that is
super pussyfied songs. I had tickets to see Nirvana when I was in middle school and I got grounded.
Oh, no.
Kurt died a year later.
Too bad.
Yeah.
And
one of my friends got it by default.
Uh-huh.
And they came back the next day, the happiest children in America.
Oh, actually a simple one would be Star Wars opening weekend. Yeah.
That's a good one because it blew people's minds. Like, they had no idea this was even possible.
Well, people were amped for it. They knew that it was going to be something awesome, but they didn't exactly know what the hell they were going
to
be seeing.
Right.
Yeah, but think about the dissemination of information back then. If you didn't subscribe to, like, Computer Nerd Monthly, you know, you didn't get information.
Well, no.
There wasn't actually a lot of that.
They still had movie trailers, though. And you would have seen, like, holy shit, it's a spaceship! It looks totally real!
Actually, you know what?
That sounded like Mickey.
Yeah.
Oh, that spaceship looks real. You know, that's actually interesting because I wonder what the Star Wars trailer looked like.
No.
Dude, go find them. They're sad. They're weird.
Movie trailers from that far back are completely awful.
It's like thrills, suspense.
Yeah, they don't
use
space. And then they just use the logo.
Lasers.
They use no scenes from the movie.
No. They have scenes from the movie.
No, but it's like.
But they're all poorly edited, and you don't really. Like, you can't understand any of it.
I'm here to rescue you. My name is Luke Skywalker. Space!
Yeah. Now. But
guns.
You remember. Like, okay, when the first Matrix came out, before it came out, you saw a trailer for it, and you were like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I have to be there.
And there was not very much internet. I read a bunch of magazines about it.
Yeah. And then you were there opening day, and it fucking blew your mind.
Yeah. And, I do remember seriously having conversations about, what is the Matrix?
What is it?
What could it be?
What?
I have to know. Steak. It's steak.
Sorry.
Spoiler! Right now. Spoiler. Matrix is steak.
That's from the... Oh, are you watching that right now?
Dear Century Fox and George Lucas, the man who brought you American Graffiti,
now brings
you an adventure unlike
it's like American Graffiti in space.
Star Wars.
Here they come.
The story of a boy, a girl, and a universe.
Serious?
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's like a horror flick.
Yes.
It sounds like a Buck Rogers, like, explanation.
This trailer is how movies like Flash Gordon got made.
It's a spectacle, light years ahead of its time.
I am C-3PO, human cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart.
That's not Anthony Daniels.
Oh, hello.
Who was that?
It could have been a 10-track.
Wow.
And aliens from a thousand worlds.
Is this 4 minutes long? How long is this shit?
Yeah, whatever, we get it.
Turn this off.
What? Okay.
Okay, now I have to say, though, if I had was in a theater watching that with a big bucket of popcorn...
You would have pissed yourself.
And I mean, like, what is that?
And, like, my girlfriend with her, like, poodle skirt on or whatever.
Sure, and her hand in the bucket because your dick's
in
the bucket.
If I saw a dude with a light sword, I'd be, fuck yeah, I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm there.
The moment that I wish I could capture would be not knowing anything about it, going, like, opening night, sitting down, 20th Century Fox-like logo goes by, and then fucking John Williams just fucking punches you in the face so hard with that opening. Like, I wish I could experience that. Because in episode one, I got that. Because that was before the movie turned to shit, like, 7 minutes later.
Right.
And...
No, actually, by the time you read the scroll, you realize trade negotiations are failing between the blah, blah, blah.
Wait, who the fuck's trading on what?
What?
Wait, what the fuck? Where are the X-Fighters?
Wait, space gas? What?
Space gas?
They've gone in the ventilation shaft.
Fart in the gas. I mean, make them eat it.
Oh, my
Make them eat your farts.
My love for you is love, my love.
I have love in my face for you, love in my brush. I'm brushing my hair, love. I am a robot. I am talking like a robot.
Have you seen him and you do that together? Cause, oh, it's so good.
Nothing can give my love for you more love, love.
Okay.
But Anakin, what about our love? My love for you is like love in my vagina. Work it, do it.
Hard, just harder. This is all you need.
Yeah. How would you like me to love you, love?
Better.
Harder, 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 harder. Faster, faster, harder, harder. Stronger, stronger, harder, 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 harder. Fuck. Seriously, if that had like a drum beat behind it, I would never stop doing it.
It just loops the drum forever and you just like hit it in time however you want.
They need to fix that. It needs to have a beat you can play with. So I could procrastinate even more with it. Anyway. Faster. Stronger. Okay. This question is from John Dark. We're almost done. What will you do when
shut
the mail...
up.
Shut up, fucker. What will you do when the mail sack is out of juice? I'm surprised it's lasted this long without too many repeat questions.
First off, let me fill this one. The mail sack is never out of juice.
No,
that is an urban myth.
Josh.
Yeah.
Just keeps coming.
No, after three, you can't really... It's like coughing dust. It's like a dry heave.
There's still some retching involved.
No, stop it. It's gross.
Fucking tumbleweed. Or, excuse me, like a dust bunny.
And then it's like...
Gross.
It hurts worse than anything else.
It's
like,
gross.
Oh god,
stop it!
It hurts so good.
Shouldn't have bumped me so hard. Honestly, I mean, we kind of use the mail sack to fill the second hour of the podcast, or the second hour and a half.
Why do we even do the second hour?
We could, you know, just not do that. But I remember for a while there, we were trying to only answer the best questions, and that kind of just went away, and we're answering them all again now.
Yeah, how long have we been going now? What are we at? Like 17 hours or something?
Without the mail sack, I think we could still fill that hour because we were going like fucking three and a
half. Oh, God, 225. It's time to stop.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Last question. This is from a new guy, Howie with two W's, says, funnily, or something. I just listened to all of the podcasts starting from the beginning. Wow.
Jesus.
That is over 100
hours.
Why do you hate yourself?
Over 100 hours.
Stop it.
And I honestly can't remember if this has been asked before, but here goes. If you could pick one person to guest star on the podcast, who would it be and what would you talk to them about?
Me.
Okay.
Shut up.
And we talk about toast.
Wow.
Okay.
Huh.
Dr. Manhattan's junk.
And we would talk about
why he was so floppy.
So,
I'd be like, can
Mr.
you make
junk?
It, can you make it bigger?
Of course he can.
Mr.
Just,
Manhattan
no,
junk.
Not all of you. Not all of you. Just the junk.
So,
no,
yeah, what happens when he big chiefs and walking through like...
all of
Vietnam. Like, all of Vietnam's like,
I think he uses that to crush some of the Vietnam villages. He drowns them in blue fluids.
Yeah.
There was a couple of parts in that movie where he just kind of whipped around too fast, and the junk really was kind of like, blah, 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 blah. Like,
I hate you.
You're doing work while you're fucking me? I thought it would be the best use of my time. My work is very important. I'm also making some popcorn downstairs and checking the mail. And returning some videotapes.
Oh my god, that's such a weird scene. Ooh.
Yeah.
There's like boners everywhere.
I would ask Boner to come here. What? Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
You know, I'd want Doc Brown, but he'd have to come as Doc Brown.
I want Judd Apatow.
Oh,
you're gonna be serious?
Tell us stories. That's all, just you talk.
That'd be true.
You know, I do have an in with J.J. Abrams now. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay, was that really that? Him? Oh, yeah. Like really?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Shut up.
2 a.m. was done.
2 a.m. At in Austin at my in-law's house, uh-huh. and I can't sleep, and I'm yeah. looking at the internet. Boom, get an email. Oh, it's a new order. Cloverfield shirt from J. Abrams in... What was the city?
It wasn't San Diego. Pull it up. Palisades.
Yeah, Pacific Palisades, California.
Yeah, something or other.
And so I'm like, wow, that'd be funny. That's kind of funny, right? Name's Jeffrey. It's Jeffrey Abrams.
Yeah. Like, 5 seconds after that, he's like talking to me. Hey, Josh.
So hang on.
I thought maybe.
No, there was like 30 minutes before that, though, where I'm like testing. So no, you were there for most of it. That's right.
Yeah.
You were there for almost all of
it. I was there for like
research
the
phase.
8 stages of freak out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I look up his IMDb, uh-huh. and his name's Jeffrey. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, interesting.
That's a funny coincidence.
Funny coincidence. And my heart's kind of starts going a little bit faster.
No.
And I'm like, no.
No.
So I'm like, Pacific Palisades.
Stop it. I will go and... Stop it.
So I'm like, Pacific Palisades sounds ritzy. So I look up Pacific Palisades. Only 27,000 people live there, and it's only rich people. So I'm like, oh, okay, kind of...
Yeah, what okay. is a rich person doing reading that comic?
All right, this is
sense.
Really getting weird. So then I... Google the address.
Okay.
And a woman's name is attached to it as having donated money to Obama. And so then I Googled the woman's name and it's his wife.
Yeah. So now.
So when then I emailed him a few times.
Now, when it turns out he was secretly a fan of the podcast and listening to this, he's going to know you're a crazy stalker.
Dude, I.
Congratulations.
This is my way
of. You just alienated him.
Knowing how awesome this event was. Oh, this
did
is not
he
crazy
actually
shit, dude.
Make contact?
Yeah, I emailed him and I asked him if he wanted any more because I would send him as many as he wanted, and if he wanted any for his kids, he emailed me back and said, "I have 2 kids. Here's the sizes. That would be awesome. I'll pay you." And I said, after all of the Lost, Star Trek, Fringe
that I've downloaded,
no comics that I've done,
an upcoming Star Trek comic that I will be doing.
I said it's on me, bro,
and the theater cam I'll be downloading of the new Star Trek, which I already have.
I sent him like 3 or 4 shirts.
Unless you're listening to this, weird, not doing that.
And
Midnight Joe,
he emailed back a couple of times. I was fucking floored. I did not. I woke my wife up. My wife had been asleep for like 2 hours. I woke her up.
Wake up! Wake up!
Yeah. It's JJ!
You won't believe what just happened!
And I was...
Oh my God!
I was buzzing. I was high for like 6 hours.
See? Now, think about it. It took JJ Abrams to contact you for you to feel that way.
Oh, fuck off.
Fucking light up a bowl. You're gonna have it whenever you want.
Fuck off.
Just fucking chill out.
It wasn't about being chill. It was like being on fucking meth.
Oh, okay. So,
that's awesome. That's crazy.
That's good meth.
He said I do cocaine!
He said he saw it on a reporter and asked him where he got it.
Shut up.
Really?
That was interviewing him. He said, I was doing an interview and the reporter was wearing it and I said, I need that shirt now.
Wow.
And the funny thought in my head was like...
Did he have a shiv in his hand?
Was the reporter like, I guess I'll take it off? No, I want to buy one. Like,
No. Okay, here... That's why you need your website on the shirt.
Nope. No one does it.
Your face doesn't do it.
Nope.
He probably killed that reporter. He's so rich and powerful.
He had him killed so that he's going to have everyone killed that ever bought the shirt, so he has the only one.
He's going to pluck your eyes
And then
out
he was beamed
soon.
Out.
Speaking of, I need to find out if they've actually shipped those and if the tracking numbers are... I was very concerned.
Yeah, make that sure.
I emailed the shirt company, and I was like, okay, here's the deal. These are going to J.J. Abrams. Every single one of these has to be perfect. Check them all by hand with your eyes. Make sure that nothing substandard leaves. No problems. Nothing. And then please ship them as fast as possible and bill me whatever. Better. So, yeah, it was pretty... That was the highlight of my month.
That's awesome. That is crazy.
And I got some good news about the t-shirts after that, which I'll be sharing later. That's it. We're done. Hijinksu Podcast, episode 48, is over. Thanks for listening. Check out hijinksandsustore.com for shirts and prints of comics that'll be signed. And also vault.hijinksandsu.com if you want to donate to keep the site and the podcast going. You can get access to bonus artwork, desktop wallpaper, and the book club.
Oh, yeah, the book club. Hey,
look on Goodreads.
Try to not sound less enthusiastic next time.
Look for the Rainbow Coalition, Reading Rainbow Coalition on Goodreads.
Yeah, we're reading The Watchmen this month, so it's perfect. Go and participate. Even if you haven't read the book, go and contribute.
Find out how much junk was really
We are not discussing junk.
I posted
junk.
A link to it on my Twitter. Also, check out twitter.com/hijinksandsue. Follow me. It'd be awesome. We'll party. Anything else?
That's it.
If you're sticking around for the post show, if you donate to vault.hijinksandsue, we will probably maybe be talking about which graphic novels made good movies and which ones didn't. When is this song over? This okay, fade it out. I'm done with this.
It goes on for days.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.